Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the bridge and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/ The Remix, Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. It is so good to be in the house. It is Friday night. Friday night, let's see, February the 10th, 2012. And of course, of course, of course, of course, you are live in The Remix. And you're live with me, Miss Blue. So good to see everyone in the house tonight. I've seen you guys on the phone lines waiting as I came in. The phone lines look like they're nice and filled up and everyone's on the line. Hello. Greetings to you guys. I want to say greetings to everyone all over the world. I know you guys are listening. And it's good to have you here and good to have you listen. This is a really sort of kind of special time. We're in February. We're in the month of February. February is all about partnerships. It's about communication. It's about growth. And it's also about forming those partnerships. It's just about sort of just that connection of coming together. It's about love and all of those wonderful things. It's always about the woo-woo here on The Remix. And so tonight we're going to be chatting and chilling. Just kind of a really, really light weekend. We've done some amazing shows over the course of the last few weeks and more to come. We're going to talk about some special guests that's going to be coming up. Some you guys are familiar with as well, and some you're not familiar with that will be coming on to share as well, and just some more exciting things that I have planned for you guys in The Remix. It's good to see you guys. I don't know about you, but this has been a really interesting week for me. So many things going on. Let's see. If I could start and really just begin to count the things, the readings have been amazing this week. They always are, but a really amazing week of readings this week, as well as the Akashic Record readings. Oh, they have been such wonderful insight, not only to the brothers and sisters I've been giving the readings to all over the world, but also just to myself. They have some amazing confirmations coming through and just some profound information from ancient knowledge and just from their wisdom. So I am so thankful to be a part of that process, as well as all the emails. We've been getting tons of emails from you guys telling us your stories, me and Sister Manya, about what's going on in your life. Amazing things that's happened to you after you had your reading and just continued on your journey and just where you are. So I am thankful for you guys sharing that. I've got a chance to speak to a lot of you because I've called you, even some of the international listeners. So that was really, really fun. Tonight we're going to do some chat and chill. I'm going to give out a couple of rituals. We'll do that as well. We'll talk about some upcoming things that's going on. And we'll have a little fun, as we always do. We're going to open it up to share. That's always going to be a great treat as well. Hear from you guys. See what's going on. It's chat and chill. We're live in The Remix. It's been a crazy day. It's been a crazy, psycho, sexy, cool kind of day. Baby Blue is on a date. Oh, my goodness. What more can happen? It's Friday night. I don't know what to do with myself, but I'm glad I'm here with you guys, and I'm glad we're here in The Remix. So we're going to be doing all kinds of things here today. I do also want to give out the call-in number. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the remix. Just once you get on the line and we open up the phone lines, press 1 so that I know that you guys are here and you have a question that you want to share. Tonight is all about the remix family. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. And I so look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. So just think about those things. Think about those good remix things so we can get into that as well. And then also for those of you who may be listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, you're always welcome to come on over and join us in the forum live. And just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. The chat room is there. You can come on in. You can be a guest if that's what you want. And I want to say welcome to our first time listeners. A lot of you have been tweeting with me and I've gotten some amazing tweets from you guys. You guys are doing some things over there with Twitter that is just, I don't know, phenomenal. I can barely keep up with you guys to try to answer. So I'm still kind of learning my way over there, you know, and just trying to kind of find my way over there. But it's fun. It's so fun just to communicate with you guys and connect. Always good to connect with you over on Facebook as well. We have the Remix Family page over there. Lots of activity, as always, over on the Remix Family page. So it's good to converse with you guys there. So much that we're going to cover here tonight. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's chat and chill. What else can we do? It's a Friday night. And I do want to tell you guys this. The Feng Shui Show. You guys enjoyed it. I'm so glad because, you know, that's something that's so close to my heart. I love it. I live Feng Shui. I live it. I live a lot of the principles of feng shui, more from the ancient point of view, and more from the point of view that I shared with you guys. So that was so fun. Sunday night, I'm going to give out a lot of cures. So we're going to get into cures, and then we're going to do it in a way that is very, very simple, that you can get into it. We're going to talk about the corners of prosperity in your house, where love is in your house. I'm going to show you how to locate money. I'm going to show you how to locate all of those things, as we continue to really get into this energy. So we're going to be getting down to it. Definitely getting down to it. That's right. You're going to find your money corner, Esther. Oh, let me tell you, that money corner, that's like cash money. You're going to be able to do that. And so it doesn't matter if you just have a small space or some of you have some very large spaces. It doesn't matter. You can do it. You can do it in your just in your bedroom if you have that. If you only have one side of the room, you could do that. So some of you live in apartments. You share rooms. You share spaces. It doesn't matter where you are. You're going to be able to do this. It's going to be simple. I'm going to tell you how to attract love in your life. I'm going to tell you, we're going to go crazy with it. We're going to go crazy with it and just have a lot of fun with it, too. Yes, we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So that's going to be Sunday night. So get yourselves ready with that. It's just going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. I'm thinking about it now and just having so much fun just even thinking about it. And so also, I want to mention this. Don't forget that the lectures are going to be going on. You know, Brother Panic has the lecture that's going on in Atlanta. Many of you have said you're going to be sort of kind of skedaddling your way down there, which is a good thing. You want to get yourself down there. You want to go. You want to go. Dr. Aling Bay is going to be there, and he's going to be talking about holy orgasms. You guys know y'all want to talk about that. So if you want to get in touch with Brother Panic and you want to find out about what's going on, AlanaLectures@hotmail.com is where you can email him. For all of your magical needs as well, too, you know he has the herb pack for the third eye and all the other things that he offers as well, panicpack@hotmail.com. I'm going to give these things out because these are some of the questions that we've been getting all week. A lot of you have been asking questions about Brother Bobby Hymnet and all the amazing things he has, the picture packet, you know, the stimulus check. AlanaLectures@hotmail.com. Someone put it in the room, so excellent. So Brother Bobby Hymnet, all of the DVDs, any subject when it comes to occult that you want to understand, that you want to explore, you can just call him. Tell him Miss Blue sent you. Tell him Miss Blue sent you, and all you have to do is just tell him, hey, Miss Blue sent me, and this is what I'm interested in. And then just give him, you know, tell him Miss Blue sent you, and here's his phone number, 678. Let me type it in the chat room, 678-358-1055 for Brother Bobby Hemmett. You want to do that for Brother Bobby Hemmett. You definitely want to do that. Send much love to Brother Bobby Hemmett as well, too. And he'll have that information so that you can get it. All right. So good to be in the house with you guys tonight. Chat and chill, remix style. Do that. So reach out to them. Reach out to them, both of those brothers there. They're doing their work there. Okay. Now, we have to move around. You know, this is something we do. It's been a long week for some of us, and we've been able to, you know, kind of move ourselves here and there. We might have been sitting in front of the computer a little bit. I don't know about you guys, but I just got a very, very relaxing shower and doing some aura cleansing, just kind of getting myself in the place to just get ready to receive and just get ready to get into the remix. But it's time for us to move around. And this is sort of going to be the theme that we're going to be talking about tonight. And this theme that we're going to be talking about tonight was a question that sort of was posed to me earlier this week, and I was reflecting on it. And I thought to myself, wow. By the way, I know I'm all over the place, but I'll slow down in a minute. My energy is like really raising the roof over here right now. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Those of you who missed the Blue Blast call, wasn't it a blast? If you was on the Blue Blast call, just go ahead and raise your hand. Raise your hand right now if you joined the Blue Blast call. Powerful, very powerful ritual that was given out on the Blue Blast call. Now, let me talk about this because we've gotten a lot of emails this week about what is the Blue Blast call and how can I get that number, Miss Blue? How can I get it? Now, don't worry. If you missed it, if it is a divine appointment, just like the readings, it's divine. So know that you will get in when it's time for you to get in. International listeners in the house, big ups to you guys from all over. And know that you will get in at the right time. There's not going to be a wrong time that you catch this. But I thought that this was also what we're going to do tonight, one of the Blue Blast calls that I had as well. So I'm going to bring this. We're going to do one of the exercises here so you can actually see what a Blue Blast call is like. And for those of you who've been on the Blue Blast call, you know we have a blast. We do. We sort of kind of kick the stoppers out and we just go all in. Now, the Blue Blast call, let me just tell you about the Blue Blast call. The Blue Blast call is designed, and it is my intention to do these Blue Blast calls for anyone who has already had a reading with me, any of the readings, sacred session, Akashic record reading, God Goddess reading. If you've had a reading, this is for you. This call, I wanted to do something special for those who have really, really gotten into their work. And this is sort of my way of saying thank you. Thank you for doing your work as I continue to do mine, and we continue to grow and we continue on our journeys together. So this is something special that I do for those if you've had a reading. If you are waiting on your divine appointment and you have that date set for yourself, it's also for you because this is something that will continuously help you see different aspects of yourself as you continue on your journey to know thyself, because that's what it's about. It's what I call knowing your magic. So this is what the Blue Blast is for. So if you've had a reading, and at this point it is thousands of you all over the world, then you can shoot us an email at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and say, I want to get that number for the Blue Blast call. I want to get that number for the Blue Blast call. And then Sister Manya will make sure she gets it to you. So this is really exclusive. And then what I do, because it's gotten so large now, I used to do the calls every 15 minutes a day, but that became a little taxing. So now what I'm doing is really sort of like once a week, and I'm going to try to put the notice up a little bit more, and I'm working on a way so that everyone can get the notification. It's a couple of ways that you can be in contact with me so that you can know that these calls are going on. One is through Facebook. If you're part of the Remix Family group or you're on my page on Facebook, then I will post it there. The other way is on Twitter. I'm going to post it on Twitter. So there were so many people who said, hey, check it out, Ms. Blue. I don't really do the Facebook thing, and I feel you on that. I mean, by the way, have you guys seen what's been in the news about Facebook? People getting killed for unfriending people? Ah, it's a real crazy world. But anyway, so these are some of the ways. Now, here's another way that you don't have to be on Facebook. You don't have to be on Twitter. In order for you to get this notification, there is a Remix app. So if you have an Android phone, you can download this app for free. It was an app that I gave in honor of the summer solstice for the Remix family. It's free. And not only in this app are you going to have access, so you can come here directly here and listen to the Remix when the show is live, but you can also see my messages on Twitter and not have a Twitter account. You don't need Twitter, but you'll be able to see it. So you'll be able to see when there is a when there's a Blue Blast call and other things that I post on Twitter. Also, you can share your energy with me. So if you have a special thought for the day, you can just press the button and you can send me an email directly. And many of you do that every day, and it puts a smile on me and Sister Manya's face when I hear. Kali Mar is really good about communicating, and many of you guys else, you know, Tony, Tina, I could name a whole bunch of you, that you guys send your messages every day. So that's what you can do with that particular app. It's free. You can go to the Android market and just search for Miss Blue and the Remix. You will see the logo come up, and instantly you can have that. More than 5,000 of you all over the world have downloaded this Android app. Now, I have some good news, because the Apple app is coming. Yay! Isn't that, like, amazing? So that should be done soon. Still working on the BlackBerry. You know, the BlackBerry, we've got a little issues there. We're still working on that. But the Apple app is coming, and this has been a long-awaited project like many of the other projects. It's going to be there for you guys. It's going to be free, just like the other app. So it's free. Go get it. Download it on your phone. If you have an Android phone, go get it. Put it on your phone. You can always take the Remix everywhere you go. You see? So now let's get back to the Blue Blast call. So this is what the Blue Blast call is, and typically they're going to last about 30 minutes. It's a line that you call in. We sort of kind of have a telejam. Really, we do many different things, all kinds of activities, practices. We do all kinds of magical works on this line. We work in partnerships and groups, and it doesn't matter where you are from any part of the world. Those who have been there, we do that. We work through many different forms of media. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a way for you to begin to learn different aspects of yourself from all different angles as you continue on your path and your journey. So excellent thing to do. So we'll be doing one of those exercises here, and you can always email me and get that information. All right. Now, the next thing that we're going to talk about before we actually get into this first exercise, we're going to dance still. We're going to get ourselves ready to dance, and then we're going to do one of the exercises from the Blue Blast call, and then we're going to do some chat and chill. I want to hear from you guys. I want to know what's going on in your world, how things are going, we'll just kind of kick it off like that. So we're going to get ready. So anyway, let's go back to this theme. This is actually a theme that for the last couple of weeks have definitely been, you know, sort of on my mind. And I took some time to put this in a meditation and really ask myself this question. And so tonight, I'm going to be asking you this question. So we're going to get up. Just go ahead and stop what you're doing right now. Get out of your seats. There you go. Plant your feet on the ground. And as you're moving to this beat, as you're sort of just kind of allowing the vibes to take you and flow you and move you and throw you wherever you go, I want you to ask yourself the question. The question that's being asked in this song, because it's so powerful. It's so powerful. And we're going to explore that right here live in the remix with me, Miss Blue, tonight in Chat and Chill. So let's get ready to go. We're going to hear a little bit of Baby Blue first because I think it's so fitting. You know, tonight's a special night for her. We don't want to talk about that, though. But anyway, we're gonna dance a little bit after we hear Baby Blue. And then we're going to get into this, and then we're going to get into the work, and we're going to answer that question.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. So here we go, you guys. Think about it. I want you to tell me when I come back. I want you to be able to answer this question. So here goes. All right. That is Do You Love What You Feel by Rufus and Chaka Khan. And that's the question. That's the question that I have for you guys tonight. Do you love what you feel? I want you to really begin to think about that. And this is what we're going to be doing. This is going to be our first sort of our ritual, our magical ritual that we're going to be doing right now. It's called the Love What You Feel list. So what I want you to do is definitely make sure that you get a piece of paper out and begin to write. Take some time to jot down, do you love what you feel? Think about some of the things that just came up to you right now at this moment without judging it, without really giving it many thoughts. What is the first thing? Think about some of the first things that came to your mind when you think about do you love what you feel? Do you love what you feel at 2010, 2012, on February the 10th, today, at this moment, 2010, 2012? Think about your life. Think about everything that's going on and ask yourself, do, you know, Chaka Khan say, do ya? Do you? Can you really, really love what you feel? That's a serious question, a question when you begin to examine yourself at this particular moment where you are, things that are going on in your life. Take some time. Do you love what you feel? Because we're going to talk about, if you don't love what you feel, how you can begin to love what you feel. And if you do love what you feel, how you can keep loving what you feel. So take some time. I want you to think about it. Not only think about what you feel, but put things on the list that you love to see, that you love to taste, that you love to touch, that you love to hear, and definitely that you love to feel. So some of the questions is, what if you don't know what you feel? Take some time right now, get very centered. Take a moment, close your eyes, just relax. Focus on your breathing. Focus on going within. Focus on shutting down your third eye. For many of us who've been doing this work, what has happened is that we've really gotten ourselves into a position where our third eye is definitely constantly moving. It's constantly absorbing. It's constantly taking things in, things that really have absolutely nothing to do with us and things that is too much of a reflection for us. So take some time right now. Let's do it. If you're writing, I want you to stop for just a moment, and we're just going to do a short meditation really quick, just so you can learn how to shut off your third eye. It's almost like powering down the computer. If you leave your computer on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, eventually you have to sort of kind of let it restart so it can clear away. It can clear away some of the things that it needs to release. Sometimes in that process, it gets rid of cookies. This is the process of what I call dumping. So anytime that I begin to work on something, what I have to do is I have to dump. I have to let things down. So I know many of you, it's been a very, very challenging week for you, but I want you to begin to see how you love what you feel, because you can still begin to love what you feel despite what is going on around you, despite what might have happened yesterday, despite what might have happened a week ago. Begin to think about how to get into the energy of loving what you feel. Because here's what happens when we don't. We begin to focus on those things that we don't want to happen. We talked about this in a show. I talked about this, that we don't have complete thoughts. So what happens is, when we don't have this complete thought and we're trying to send this energy out into the universe that is so non-judging. So wherever we put our focus, wherever we put our energy, this is what's going to happen. If we say we're sick and tired of this relationship, or we're sick and tired of this job, or we don't want to do this no more, then the universe is going to give you what you want. So it's important that we take this time right now to love what we feel and to know how to get into this energy of loving what we feel. So here we go. Take a few moments right now. Close your eyes. Just relax. This is an exercise that you can do, and what this is going to do is actually help to shut off your third eye. If you have some essential oil that is close to you that you've already had mixed with some sort of base oil like mineral oil, because you never put pure essential oil on your skin. Don't do that. I did that for almost a whole year, and it's not a good it's not a good look. But anyway, I want you to begin to do that. I want you to begin to just think about this. Hold your challenges. I know many of you want to put that energy out there, but recognize that even by doing that, you're sending that vibration for more of that energy to come your way. It's not that you cannot express it, but know that you're putting it out there. And when you do that, it really sort of shows that energy to go into a different way. So what I want you to do, if you have some essential oil that's near you, you can take it, and I want you to just place a dot. And I'm going to use one of my favorites, and yes, this one is mixed. I'm going to use frankincense and gardenia. That's what I use. And I'm going to put that on my third eye. You're putting that there because you will start to feel a sensation. The third eye, your third eye, when it is open, you can feel it. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a moment to sort of reset ourselves for just a moment, power down our third eye. It's just been, we are bombarded with images all day. We're bombarded with psychic things coming close to you all day. So now it's time for us to shut it off for just a moment and power it back up. So what I want you to do is just take a couple of deep breaths in and out, nice and slow. Close your eyes. Focus on your breathing. When you focus on your breathing, when you focus on breathing in and out, this is going to help shut the third eye down. So you're breathing in and out, nice and slow, however you want to do it. If you want to breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth, that's fine. Whatever makes you feel fine. There is no right or wrong way about this. So however you breathe comfortably. If you want to breathe just in your nose, you can do that. If you want to breathe just in your mouth, you can do that. However you want, but I want you to focus on your breathing for just a few minutes. That's it. Focus on your breathing. As you begin to focus on your breathing, what I want you to do is I want you, when you're breathing in, to pull that energy that you're breathing in from the top of your crown all the way down into the center of your body. So we're doing this meditation in a reverse way, because what we're doing here is we're actually closing down the third eye. So you're pulling that energy in from your crown, see it coming in, and as you blow it out, see it going down. So you're breathing in and out. Focus on your breathing, pushing the energy down, pushing it down, further down, pushing it down, pushing it down. Now you should be about to your lungs. Continuously push it down. You're into your sacral chakra. Yes, keep breathing nice and slow, in and out. Focus on your breathing all the way down, all the way down, all the way down, all the way down. Now you can feel the energy in your legs. Excellent, excellent. Feel the energy in your legs. Yes, keep focusing down, focusing down, focusing down, all the way down your legs, all the way down to the base of your feet, and all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Excellent. Just keep breathing. Just keep breathing. Yes. Excellent. Excellent. Just relax and breathe in a couple of more times. Just relax. Just keep breathing in and relax. Do that just continuously to relax. This is helping you to shut down your third eye. This is something that you can do at any time, any moment that you need to revisit yourself and get this together. Excellent. Excellent. Yes. Okay. Open your eyes. There you go. Nice and refreshed. Nice and refreshed. It's an easy way for you to just get into the pause, as we talked about in previous shows, about how to get into that pause, shut down the third eye, and just really get yourself centered for just a moment. And sometimes that can make the difference between us connecting back to our higher selves and us really just listening to the loudest voice. A lot of times that loud voice that when it's coming over, that's not your higher self that you're hearing. That voice that you're hearing that is actually going to be your, that voice is actually going to be, funny, that voice is actually going to be the player hater or the conscious mind. That's what that voice is. That's exactly what it is. It's a distraction to you. But those of you that are serious about the work, I know you got it because I see you over there still getting it. So now what I want you to do is I want you to begin to write, what do you love? What is it that you feel at this particular moment? Answer the question, do you love what you feel? Write down those things that you love, that you see, that you hear, that you feel, that you touch, and that you taste. You can include animals in this. You can include people in this. You can include whatever you want. But I want you to take some time. At least write seven things down. At least write seven things down. Seven things down. So take a few moments and write seven things down. All right, seven things down. Seven things. Let me know, and we'll kind of base this a little bit off of those who are in the chat because you guys have most accessibility. Once you have your seven things down, I want you to kind of either put a heart in the room to let me know that you have your seven things down, your seven things that you love what you feel, that you love what you feel. Excellent, excellent. Think about it. Think about it. Think about the things that you love, what you feel. How do you feel at this particular moment? Do you feel energized? Do you feel love around you? How do you feel? Do you love what you feel? Do you love what you think? Do you love what you see? Do you love what it's around you? I want you to explore and find those things that you love, what you feel. You can do it. I know you can. And it's so much love around you. When we take the opportunity to really begin to reflect on it, we can find it. But if we're only looking from one degree or one angle, then we can only see it one way. But I want you to begin to use this opportunity to get into loving what you feel. And also what I'm going to do, for those of you who are in a sort of a chat and chill mode, I want you to press 1 when you get on the phone lines. If you want to share one or two things that's on your list that you love what you feel, we're going to talk about what to do with that list in just a moment. But first, I want to hear your thoughts. I want you to share. Some of you have 1 pressed already on the phone line. So if you're not wanting to share, press 1 again so it'll take you off so I won't call on you. So press 1, and that's going to let me know that you got your hand up. 646-652-2711 is the number to call so that you can let us know if you love what you feel. that you love what you feel. So that's who we want to hear from. We want to hear from the people who love what they feel. So I'm going to go to the phone lines. Let's see. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 757. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Donnell Newton. I'm calling from Norfolk, Virginia.
Okay. Greetings to you. Do you love what you feel?
No. Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're calling into the remix. Do you love what you feel?
No.
Okay. So what are you feeling?
Lonely, disconnected.
Lonely and disconnected. Lonely and disconnected. And what did you say your name was again?
Darnell.
Darnell. And Darnell, there's nothing right now in your life that you can love. Not that you can feel, that you can see, that you can taste.
Yeah, there's quite a few things. I guess sometimes the negative things overshadow the rest of it.
Right. Well, I thank you for your honesty. Tell me one of those things that you love, what you feel.
Well, I love the challenge of life. I've been able to conquer a lot of challenges, and I'm really feeling good about that.
Well, that's a good thing. That is definitely a good thing. So you love being able to conquer these challenges that you have in life, and that you have embarked yourself on. I know that it's been a struggle in some of these areas for you, and I know that you're continuously holding on and trying to get yourself into the position so you can continue to love what you feel. And that's what we're going to be talking about tonight, some of the things that you can begin to do to get yourself in that place of loving what you feel. Let me ask you a question, because you press one on the phone lines. What is it that you wanted to share tonight?
Well, I more or less had questions I wanted to ask about relationships. I've had some real serious problems with relationships with people in my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about the question of relationship, and we'll go ahead and address that for you. I'll see what I can do tonight, and we can talk about this. It is the month of relationships, so I don't think we would be able to get around this. Spirit wouldn't allow me if I wanted to. Go ahead. What's your question?
Well, almost every relationship, whether it's platonic, romantic, or whatever, that I attempt to get involved in, it lasts for a while, and then something happens to it. I have a tendency to run across quite a bit of people that are dishonest, people that in which I have a zero tolerance for, and people that just don't want to be straight shooters, you know. And I have a tendency to pour my heart into whatever it is I'm doing, and I'm usually the one that winds up getting hurt because the other person don't feel the way. And in other words, sometimes I feel I love too hard because I'll give 100% of myself, and the other party will maybe, you know, 40 or 50%
of themselves. Mhm. Mhm. Yeah. That can be definitely difficult. Here's some things I'll share with you, Darnell. Immediately when I get in your energy, the number one thing that Spirit is showing me and taking me to, if you can imagine this picture, I don't know if you've ever seen this, but you live in, you said Virginia? Is it Virginia where you live?
Norfolk, yeah.
Yeah, in Norfolk, Virginia. Beautiful area. Is that whenever, have you ever seen it when it was raining, during the raining season, and maybe out towards more of the country? And sometimes what happens is the roads, it becomes tricky to see where the road is and also to follow that road to where there's not a road. You know, there'll be just grass and there'll just be, you know, just fields. And sometimes there'll be a car that thinks that he can cross over that medium and get to the other side, and they'll get stuck in the mud. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen a vehicle stuck in the mud and the wheels are just spinning because they can't get out? They're stuck in the mud. Well, this is what Spirit is saying, is that one of the things that sort of happens with you, Darnell, when you get in relationships, it's kind of like that car. You're there. You're giving and you're giving and you're giving, and you're spinning your tires. And the only thing that's flapping up is the mud that's coming out the mud. So because of that, you're only able to see a certain angle of the relationship. And for you, relationships are so important because it was something that you haven't had when you were younger, correct? And so what Spirit is saying, in order for you to get out of this mud so you can begin to move yourself forward, and believe you me, Darnell, it is never too late to find that sacred relationship, is that you need that spark. And that first spark, what it's going to do, it's going to help you. It's going to help you with those things of addiction. It's going to help you with those things that you struggled with in the past. And so even though you're past a lot of those things, it is still the remnants of the hurt and the pain that keeps coming back. And when this hurt and pain comes back to you, Darnell, what happens is you fall back into that place of darkness. But I want you to know right here and right now that those two are not connected, and that you can beat this. And you can move yourself forward, and you can sort of release those things of the past. So this energy for you is all about letting go, releasing those things, recognizing not only can you have that relationship, but you are that relationship first to yourself, and knowing that you deserve so much better. To move out of that state. So you need that spark. I would recommend, because I know there's some groups up in your area. I know that Dr. Yu, who comes on the show very regularly, he does a lot of things, and he's in that Virginia area. I don't know how far away you are from that particular area where he is, but he deals with a lot of these things with brothers, sisters, but mainly he works with a lot of brothers and help them when we have suffered a lot of this pain. So this is a very, very sensitive question that you ask, and a powerful one to open up the show, because it's going to help so many other people who are in the same place as you. Know that you're not alone. And that's the message for you here, is that you're not alone. You're not alone in this walk. You're not alone in the things that you're suffering from. You're not alone in these addictions that you've had to fight to try to get to the love, to find the love that you never got expressed to you in a very young age. So this is about you healing the inner child, doing this work here, finding what you love that you feel. It's also a way to help bring you out of this darkness. Because you need that spark. You need that extra spark. So this is why you're on the line.
What am I going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it? Begin to say it again. I'm sorry.
Huh?
What did you say?
I said, what am I going to do about it?
What you're going to do about it is, one, you need to find you a group that can support you, that you can go to, that you can share, that can understand what you're dealing with. And then find you a tribe, because right now you don't have a tribe. A tribe where you can go and you can build. And in some cases, the remix is a tribe. That's what you're coming here for. This exercise tonight is about doing the tribe work. It's about doing the tribe work. And you're doing that tonight. I want you to send me an email, too, at questionforblue@gmail.com. I'm going to put you in touch with some brothers. I'm sorry?
You can write that down.
Okay.
What's that email address again?
It's question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com.
Questions with an S?
No S. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N.
Uh-huh.
The number 4, not the word 4, but the number 4.
Uh-huh.
At Gmail, question for blue, I'm sorry, blue like the color, B-L-U-E. At gmail.com.
Say B-L-U-E?
Yes, B-L-U-E at gmail.com. Send me an email. Tell me who you are, and I'm going to put you in contact so you can connect with the tribe that can help support you.
Okay.
A physical tribe, and then you have this amazing tribe, the Remix here. We're always going to be here for you, and I'll be in touch with you too. So now that we took care of that and we're getting you on the right path, tell me one of those things, Darnell, as we continue. What do you love? What else do you love? What you feel?
Wow. That's a tough one there, Well, that's being honest, it's a very difficult time for me, and the feelings that I'm having right now is just not the best feeling. So.
Right. I know they're not, but we know that this is temporary. And so what I want you to do is I want you to really begin to just reflect, because Darnell, you have something you love. You have something that you love. And you feel that that is what you're reaching for. So I want you to ponder that thought as we continue the show.
There's a lot of things that I love, but they don't love me.
Well, I love you.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you. Can you feel that?
Working on it.
Can you feel it? Beautiful. There you go. And that's what you got to do. You got to keep doing the work. And everyone is sending you love from the chat room. Sending you so much love from the chat room. Letting you know we're all here loving with you. So know that. Know that. All right. So hold the line. I'm going to come back with you and check on you, but I want you to also check into those things there in your area, because we're going to help get you into...
I don't know. Say it again? I don't know any groups in this area.
Right. I understand that, but I do know someone in your area that's going to help you find a group. So you'll get it. You'll get it. Okay? Just email me. Just email me. That's all you have to do. So if you don't love anything else, love the fact that you're going to email me and make this connection. So love that feeling.
All right. That's good.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Beautiful, beautiful, very powerful brother calling in, loving what he's feeling. And we're all loving what he's feeling at this time to help him through this moment. So beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 614. Do you love what you feel? We're live in the Remix.
Absolutely, all day, every day. This is Anusa calling from Columbus, Ohio. And you hit that right on the nail, Ms. Blue, because Chaka Khan and Rufus has been my motivation music for this week. So that's what's up.
That's what's up. I love it. I love it. So tell us some things on your list that you love what you feel.
Okay. I'm trying to find my list. I just moved it. One moment. I'm getting to it. I'm turning the pages. Boom, there it is. Okay, I will share two things. The first thing is I love to hear my mate express his love to me. It empowers and it motivates me, especially when my day is going crazy or I may be stressed out.
Right, right. Beautiful,
second
beautiful.
Thing I love to see the students I tutor to see them success in their succeed in their courses. There's nothing like helping people, whether it's on a mundane level or on a spiritual level. It's always very refreshing.
Oh, that is beautiful. There you go. I love that. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing that, sharing what you love, what you feel, and sharing that. Big ups to you out there. Everybody's giving you big shout-outs in the chat room, too.
and much love to the people in the chat room, and I hope that I see you guys all in Atlanta, so be cool.
All right. Peace and love. That's what's beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us if you love what you feel.
216.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Twin Goddess.
Okay, greetings, Twin Goddess. How are you? Do you love what you feel? Tell us what you love.
It was very interesting to hear from Daryl first because he was saying some of the same things that I am feeling. I'm tuning in again this week from last week with the feng shui, and then this week, like, everything is just, like, hitting home. It's like, your show is like, it's really spirit. It's like it's pulling everything that I'm feeling and have been feeling like for the last week or two into your show. So I'm definitely tuning in. I'm definitely listening to spirit to tune in, and it's exactly what I need to hear.
Beautiful, beautiful.
But when you first said what you love, what you feel, and so what do you feel first? And I was like anger and hurt and pain. I think I was last week I got a relationship.
Go ahead.
It was a lot of hurt. You know, deceit, you know, lies. And you had said that there's an old pattern creeping in.
Yeah.
And then also, too, that I don't want to keep on having that same feeling going forward. I want to really be able to express love and then to receive it. I want to give off love. I want to give off what I want, not what I don't want.
Right. There you go. This is beautiful.
It's hard, though, because the pain is still so fresh. It's still right there.
Yeah. It's still new. And, you know, the interesting thing, say your name one more time for me. I apologize.
It's Twin Goddess.
Twin Goddess, yes, Twin Goddess. I apologize for that. The number one thing, Twin Goddess, that came up for you, that spirit is saying, if I look around you, because I see colors sometimes around people, I smell scents, and sometimes I see energy, sometimes I see numbers, and sometimes I see words, and what's coming up around you is to heal the ouch. See, when I get into your energy, the first thing my body said when you answered the phone was, ouch. I feel your pain. I feel it. And this is what spirit is saying. It's time to heal the ouch. We got to heal it. We got to get rid of the ouch. We got to get rid of the ouch. It's almost like you remember when you were young and you would fall and you would look down and maybe you scratch your arm. I remember one time I had a bad fall on my bike trying to run down the hill with my brother. And it was this steep, steep hill. And they used to call it dead man's hill. And as a challenge, I was crazy. As a challenge, my brother said, I bet you won't go down dead man's hill. But you know me, I was ready to go. So I got up on that bike. I got the courage to climb the bike because the hill is so steep, you couldn't even ride your bike up the hill. You had to kind of walk it up.
Mm-hmm.
We got up to the top, and my brother said, okay, now here's the deal, Blue. You can't hit your brakes. Once you start coming down, the only thing you can do to stop it is to put your feet down and slow yourself down with your feet. That's it. Then you got gradually slow yourself down. So I'm getting on this bike, and I'm up at the top, and I'm looking down. Now, I'm hanging with the boys. There's a couple of girls up there, but they tough girls. I wasn't a tough girl. I was a girly girl. But I'm trying to be a tough girl, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking, and it's one-way traffic. Cars are coming up the hill. So all of a sudden, they say, go. And we start to go. And I notice that my bike is going faster and faster. It's going so fast that all I can do is just move my feet away from the pedal, because it's going so fast, you can't even pedal. So they are rocking down the hill with their hands up in the air, you know, off the handlebars, screaming. And me, I'm scared. But I'm riding. I'm riding down this hill, and I'm scared. And I'm looking, and I see this car coming. So the car is swerving, trying to move out of their way, but it's heading straight for me. So I'm thinking what to do. I can't hit the brakes. I can't put my feet down, but I know I don't want to get hit by the car. So what do? I instinctively slam on the brakes, and I go flying in the air. And when I came to, I was laying on half of the street, and I had skinned up the whole side of my leg, all the way down to the bone. Talk about an ouch. That was an ouch. A big ouch. Now, the reason I tell you that, Twin Goddess, is because a lot of times when Spirit shows me things, it gives me something to relate it to. And so even though that may be an interesting story for the Remix family, and they're all like, ooh, I want them to feel what I'm feeling from you. It's the ouch. But I also want you to see, just like myself, how I decided to go up that hill. See, you stepped outside of your fear. This is why this is a big ouch for you. So all these things that we say, if you want to attract love, you got to take risks. You got to step outside your box. You did that, correct? You did that. And you did that with honesty, and you still got the ouch. This is why it hurt so bad. But here is the good thing. I do see a number around you, and this is the number 11. Now, the interesting thing about the number 11, and whenever I see this around people, it tells me quite a few things. One, it tells me you're a very intuitive sister, because 11 is the number of intuition. This is why last year was so powerful for so many people. So you're a very intuition sister with a high intuition, you know? And it also tells me that this is, 11 is the number of opportunities. Now, the key thing about the number 11, we can either walk through the gateway or we can be divided. So you're at this point now where Spirit says, guess what? I know you had an ouch. I know it hurt, but we can walk through it now. It's time to let this story go. It's time to recognize that you were the hero here. I'm going to give you a song. I know you said Chaka Khan was your theme song, and that's a great one. That's a great song. But here's another one, and it's by Beyonce, and it's called The Best Thing I Never Had. So you can think of that relationship. That relationship is the best thing you never had.
Right.
Because once you've seen what it was capable of, you didn't want that. That's not what you was looking for.
I didn't.
That's not what you wanted.
But I kept it.
We're talking about today, 2012. Just like my leg, it took it months to heal because I had skinned it down to the bone. It took a long time to heal. And relationships, these pains, these ouches from relationships takes a long time to heal. But you've been through your healing process at this time. You're healing. You understand? And so spirit is saying, this energy of 11, it's floating all around you. I see it almost like a moving little camera around your head. So now your action step, spirit is saying, heal the ouch. Know that it's healed. So now it's time to find a new story. Okay. So tonight is divine for you because you get to focus on loving what you feel. Right now, in this moment, this becomes your new story. So the next time someone says, well, Twin Goddess, what's going on with you? That's right. That old story is over. You can tell them, let me tell you what I love and what I'm feeling.
Right.
Let me share with you what I love, what I'm feeling. You profess that to be where you are because energy goes where thought flows. And that's the energy to begin to get into, especially this month, because this is the month that you can release that and that you can get the new story. Because your action step is about movement. So it's movement from this to that. In my Oracle deck that's coming out, that's actually out, so it'll be available soon, there is a card in there that's called, get a new story. Get a new story. That's one of the energies in the deck. Get a new story.
Right.
Time for you to get a new story. But here's the great thing. You already have a new story. You called in to tell that you love what you felt. You have been feeling it all week. This is your confirmation for you to move through this gateway, to move through this door. And then where do I see you? I see you flying in a very sacred and loving relationship. Now, I never make predictions on times. But one of the things that I will say, because for me, past, present, and future, they all exist at the same time. They're just different vibrations. And sometimes those vibrations are a little tricky to pick up. But I do see you, again, like many of us, when the weather gets warmer.
Mm-hmm.
When the weather is warmer, I see you flying, loving, in this beautiful relationship. But the number one thing that you have to do, because you got to do some work. You have got to heal this ouch finally. The ouch is healed. So you got to know it's healed. Then you got to move. Move into your new story. Get a new story. And then you'll begin to fly. There's nothing you have to do. You can just begin to wait, and this will come to you. That's it. So now, tell us what else you love, what you feel.
I love that I'm getting ready to graduate. I love that in May of this year, I will have my bachelor's degree.
Oh, congratulations.
I love
that. That is wonderful.
And I love that that I have been listening to my spirit lately.
Yeah.
I love that I've been listening because I haven't always listened. But I love that I'm in a place now, even after this ouch, I started really, really being and getting in tune to myself and what I feel and what I hear and really speaking on that and believing that, you know, and listening to it, tuning into it. And I like that. And I'm definitely going to be getting your the audio workbooks.
Yes.
I'm going
That's
to be getting
another
that
one.
Because I was like, I need to work with that because I have lots and lots of dreams, and they're very powerful dreams, and they show me things about myself and about other people, you know. So, but I definitely want to learn how to use that, use metaphysical, you know, my energies, and really bring that back, you know, bring that out. But, yeah, I really so much appreciate the remix. And like you told the first brother, this is going to be my tribe. I'm going to be listening and tuning in to hear the next little cookie.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us what you love, what you feel. You're amazing, and keep coming back and letting us know. Get that new story, because it's time
yes,
for you
to. Yes, ma'am, the new story, I got it.
Got it. All right, peace and love to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, okay. Peace. All right, so next, what we're going to do, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 704. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, and do you love what you feel?
This is Selena from Charlotte.
Greetings to you, Selena.
Hi. I mean, I wasn't sure if I was the one.
Okay.
Yeah, I love what I feel.
Okay. Tell us what you love.
I love a lot of things, but like right at this moment, I have been going natural, and I normally wear my hair like braided down, but I took it out and I'm like, it looks so beautiful. So I'm really like loving my natural hair. But also, I'm loving my family and how close we are, and you know how we can get together and how supportive we are. I also love my extended family. I have two girlfriends that I like, my sisters, and I'm really loving them being you know, supportive to me during this time of transition. And I'm just loving, looking forward to, you know, what my future holds.
Okay. Beautiful. I love it. Well, thank you. You have anything for me? You kind of paused there like that.
I do have a reading scheduled, I think, on June 4th with you or whatever, but I was just wondering if there's anything, you know, Spirit might be telling you or anything that you may notice.
Yeah. Let me, I'll definitely give you some energy right now of something that I'm picking up from you at this particular time. One of the things that I'll tell you, one of the things that I'll tell you, oh, that's baby blue, you guys, so just kind of bear with me one second. All right, so let's see. The number one thing that is baby blue says, hey, Remix family.
Hey, baby blue.
Wow. Okay. Now, one of the things I'll tell you that you're actually going through right now at this time is actually, this is about you going through a stage of transformation. I'm sure you can feel this energy. Many of us are doing this. It's almost like the swan. You know how the swan, have you ever seen the duck in right before they get ready to turn into the beautiful swan? This is really what your energy is doing. Your energy is moving, you know, into this energy of transformation. So this is about you trusting that inner voice within yourself at this time. Spirit is saying for you to trust it. It really is the energy of the Trinity, of really thinking about those things, bringing wisdom into everything that you do. So everything that you do, bring wisdom and also bring the nurturing of love with it, you know, and first and foremost, bring yourself, bring your true self, your honest self into everything. So that's going to be the Trinity for you. Bring wisdom in the things that you're doing at this time. Bring love and bring that nurturing spirit into everything you do. And then bring your true self. And this is what's going to keep you balanced. Yes. Beautiful.
Okay, great.
Yes. You're welcome. So keep loving what you feel. I'm excited to have that session for you. Some people say, trust me, the time goes by so fast. And it is a divine appointment. You can ask anyone who's had a session. It comes at the perfect time. It has absolutely nothing to do with me or you. It is just about that divine appointment of really the spirits coming together, your spirit of your higher self as well as me. So know that that'll go by so quick. It'll be here before you know it. Until then, I want you to keep loving what you feel. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing that.
Thank you as well.
All right, peace and love. All right, here we go. Next, what we're going to do is go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 352. Do you love what you feel? And tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, hello?
Yes, greetings.
Yes, hello. My name is Kufa, and I'm calling from Ocala, Florida. That's between Tampa and Orlando.
Okay, greetings to you. Mm-hmm.
Greetings, Queen, Goddess, greetings to you.
Yes, if you have your computer speakers on, turn them off for me, please.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. We're just getting feedback. So if you're on the phone, you don't have to be on the speaker, so it's okay. Yes, yes. Tell us. You want to tell us that do you love what you feel?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that I love that I feel, but I don't necessarily have, like, an order from, like, greatest to least. You see what I'm saying?
It's not supposed to be.
Okay.
You were just making a list, the list, 1 to 7. It's not supposed to be it's not supposed to be in an order. You can tell us a few things that you love what you feel. What are those?
I love looking at, like, a starlit night when you have a lot of stars on a clear night, you know.
Beautiful.
I love
yeah.
I love the ocean, especially, like, when mm-hmm. the waves crash up against my body when I go to the beach. I love when the rain falls.
Mm-hmm.
I love being touched by my... Right now I'm not in a relationship because I don't want any phony relationships. I'm looking for something substantial.
Okay. And why would you... that's a whole nother show. Go ahead. Okay, keep going. Tell me what you love, not what you don't love.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I love getting hugs. I'm 37, but I still love getting hugs from my mother and my father. You know, there's just something about getting... I love being touched by my parents. I still enjoy that. I love being in a quiet room. These are the things that I love, quietness, you know. So it varies. I got a lot of variances.
Well, that's good. There is no wrong or right way. You sound like you're very judging in your mind, so let me bring that to your attention and let you know that that's one of the areas that's a block for you. And so when it comes to relationships, this is why it's hard for you to be able to get in and get an honest relationship, because you're so judging of it. And I know you're ready to hear this. This is why you called in. So if you want to unleash that block, you got to stop judging. And the first person you have to stop judging is yourself. And when you do that, then you'll be able to truly see what it is that you want in a relationship, how you want it.
Yeah,
I clearly understand you. Yeah, if you're constantly judging it. So let that go. Let that judgment of yourself go. And just be the wonderful, amazing brother that you are. Let that God in you shine through. And all of these things that you stated, that you love what you feel, love them, feel them, enjoy them, recognize them, and the love will come. The honesty will come with that.
I can understand that.
Right.
So, Miss Blue, mm-hmm. I have one other thing to say before I go.
Okay.
And this might be going off on the deep end, but I know what I'm experiencing at the same time, so I'll share it with you as well as the rest of the audience, which is to say that I'm experiencing some physical oppression, as well as some spiritual oppression.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to me by way of the spirit not too long ago that there's like an incredible amount of evil or a malevolent force that is really trying to stop me from being.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts upon that is what I alluded to when I first told you, stop judging. What happens is when you begin to get into that vibration of judging, you open yourself up to other things that will also attach itself to that judging. When you judge someone, it is about wrong or right. And so every time that wrong strike comes up, then what happens is you fall into that negative energy, into that darkness. And so darkness attracts darkness. And I think you know what I'm saying when I say this. So what you're feeling is sort of just that energy that you're sending out into the universe. Hey, come over here. Judge me. Criticize me. Make me wrong. Hold me back. Stop me from doing what I need to do. That's what it attracts. So it's important that you know how to love what you feel. What I would suggest that you do is to take a bath, and you can take a cup of apple cider vinegar. And this is going to help you with any kind of psychic attacks, anything that has attached itself into your aura, into your ether, and pour this into the bathtub. Stay in the bathtub for like 15, 20 minutes. You can light candles, burn incense while you're in the bathtub. You're going to wash yourself completely with this apple cider vinegar in the bathtub. It's going to help to cleanse you, to cleanse these things out. This is going to be the first step. I know the weather is kind of tricky around most of the parts of the country, but what you can do is once you're done, if you can go outside barefoot and spend some time to touch the ground for a minute and see all of that negative energy just floating the remnants that didn't go out in the tub back down to the earth, and then come back inside, take some time and do a writing ritual about those things in your life that you want to affirm and not those things. We live in a world of polarity. So that means that even if for those of us who see the world as wrong and right, it has always been wrong and right. It always is. So that being said, you can have a choice to activate your will. You either can see good or you can see doom and gloom. And at this point, because of things in the past, and I hear you when you say you love your parents and they love you dearly and you love them dearly, but one of the things that you're suffering from is issues of abandonment. And this happened around the age when you were 7. This is when you started getting some of your rejections. And that rejection just
right, because I grew up with a stepmother, you know. That you're
yes,
absolutely right.
Yes. Oh, I know. I'm getting this from spirit. I'm not making this up. This is real. So thank you for that confirmation. So you know now that this is true. And that's where that seed got planted. But that is so not who you are. You're such a loving brother. You're a very caring brother, a very hard worker, and really about doing things according to what you feel is right. And so now what spirit is requiring you to do is to step outside even those boundaries that you built for yourself, which is pretty wide because you've done a lot of work on yourself, but even go a little bit further. It's time for you to go further. This is a mini reading that I'm giving you right now, but you can always contact me for a full one. But what you have to do now is step even further outside of those boundaries and really challenge yourself to think and see these things with your higher self. Through your higher self, through your spiritual eyes, and begin to see the good in all of that darkness that started when you were about 7, that cloud will begin to lift itself and move away from you. So take the bath with the apple cider. Begin to affirm those things that's on your list. When you start to talk about, do you love what you feel? Then really love it. You love that? Love it. Those other things, don't worry about it. Evil has existed at the beginning of time because we live in a world of polarity. So as much good comes, evil comes. But it's about where do you choose to be. So stop judging yourself. Stop judging others. Let that go. Let them have their own mess. That's not for you to carry. Just worry about you. And you are about love. So be about that business of love, and that's what you're going to get reflected back to you in a very honest way.
Right, right. I can see that. I can see that. I have one last thing to say, which is just to say, you know, we're all one family. I'm speaking to my people. You know, we're all one family. Let's start looking at each other like that and treating each other like that. You know, we're all one family, and
that's right. We're all one family. And when we can treat ourselves like family, this is when the family truly comes together.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you tonight.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Peace and love to you. Peace and love to you. Let me know how it goes. Email me. I want to know how it goes. Take that bath. You're going to see amazing things happen. Keep that list and love what you feel. Love what you feel. For real.
What's your email? What is the email and contact and all that?
It's question, Q-U-E-S, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you, Ms.
All right.
Blue. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to continue on, you guys, chatting and chilling here live with Emily and, of course, me, Miss Blue. And we're loving what's up. I want to hear what you guys have to say. I saw the lines. 805, do you love what you feel? Please tell me who's on the line and where you're calling from.
805, hello, good night.
Hello, good night.
How you doing, Miss Blue? I had to call.
I am wonderful. Let everybody know who's on the line.
Yes, I'm loving what I'm feeling.
Yes, let everybody line, because we have new listeners from all over the world. Tell them who you are.
I'm Griffin from Jamaica, and yes, I'm loving what I'm feeling.
Loving what you're feeling. So tell us, Griffin, what do you love what you feel?
All right, let's go through quickly. I love the sound of great music in a jam session. I love the taste of chicken. I love the feeling that I get after I take a nice, long, deep breath of clean air. I love... That's so
awesome. Oh, I love that. I love that, Griffin. I love that.
For real. Let me just quickly... That's too personal. And the last one I would say is I love the feeling that I get from my own personal success. So,
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Thank you for that. Thank you for calling in and sharing with us. Do you love what you feel? I'm not going to say.
Yes. Well,
the blue wants me to sing, but I'm not going to sing. Go ahead.
I kind of wanted to harass you about one thing, though.
Ask me. You can never do that.
Yeah.
Never.
Well,
never.
Really,
Let's go. It's like this.
I'm trying to develop a relationship, and the problem is I am naturally promiscuous, so I don't know what to do. I think about, like, how I feel when I'm with a person, and, you know, it's special and all of that. But at the same time, as soon as I see something else, I'm like, well, so I was just kind of wondering, what's that about? Is it me not being honest with myself? Is it a fear of commitment?
Well, let's see what it's about. Well, a couple of things. The number one thing is this, Griffin, and I know you're open to hear this about you being so promiscuous when you're in a relationship. And this is because when it comes to your ideas and your thoughts about sex, they're very restricted. They've been restricted for so long that you get in a relationship and you're like, oh, wait, I could get freaky. I could get straight up freaky. So this sort of is an opportunity for you to begin to live out sort of this childhood fantasy about all of these things that you've been told about sex and relationships and how it should be and how it shouldn't be. So now that you're in a relationship, it's kind of like almost like you sneaking behind your parents' back and doing something. Yeah. You're still in that place. So what you have to recognize is that you're grown now. You're grown. And what you do in your sexual life is your sexual business, your own personal business. And you're free to explore these options. Because one of the things that it's forcing you to do is to take a risk. Take a risk. But what you don't want to do is, and this has happened in the past, and I'm sure you can bear witness to this, is what I'm picking up, is that these restrictions have put you way out there taking risks. Because when you get yourself into the place where you're promiscuous, then you're not focused. So that means you can make mistakes. That means that you can put yourself in danger, and you can sometimes put another person in danger. Does that make sense?
Yes, understood.
Yes. So what you want to do is you want to sit your partner down and you want to say, hey, check it out. My
yes.
name is Griffin, and I'm a freak. I'm a freak. So we can either be freaky together, or I'm just going to have to go somewhere else and be freaky. But I need you to help me with this freakness. And if we have to play like you don't know I'm freaky to let me get freaky, are you good with that? You'll be surprised. Maybe you guys want to do some kind of role playing and maybe play freaks. You know, you the freak, he not, they not the freak, you the freak, and she not the freak, whatever it is. And this is going to help you do this in a position where you're not putting yourself at risk or anyone else at risk, so you can live out this fantasy. Because all this is at this particular time is a fantasy. For real.
Yeah.
It's a fantasy. And we all have fantasies. Some people don't want to tell their fantasies, but we all do. Everybody has fantasies. So it's okay.
Yeah.
You're a grown man. You're not that 12-year-old boy that your mama walked in the room and caught you doing something. See, because your mind still keeps going back to that.
Yeah, for real. Understood.
Yeah. So go be a freak. You know, just sit your partner down and say, hey, you know, this is me. My name is Griffin, and I'm a freak. And let's talk about how we can get over this.
All right.
And then come back, Griffin, and let us know how it works.
See,
you ask that question for so many brothers around the world and sisters, too. No.
Well, I'm glad to help.
Well, the secret is out. Griffin is a freak. Say it with me, Griffin. My name is Griffin, and I'm a freak. Wait a minute, Griffin, before you go, do you guys remember when Griffin used to come on the show and tell us those freak stories? Do y'all remember that?
Oh, Griffin, I forgot about that.
Esther remembers. Griffin used to you guys have to go in the archives. Griffin used to come on the show and just really, I mean, really, you should have known he was a freak back then, because Griffin used to tell some stories.
Oh, boy. Yes, Miss Blue.
Well, anyway, Griffin, you know I got love for you. I love you. So thank you so much.
Yes, thanks a lot, Miss Blue. Oh, just one quick thing. Especially coming up on Monday, do you see anything kind of, you know, I don't know.
You said what's coming up Monday?
I have a special day coming up on Monday. So
oh,
was,
a special
you know,
day coming up on Monday. Let's see. All about abundance. It's about asking and also receiving.
Okay. Understood.
There you go.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Enough love.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Okay, you guys, I think this is a great time to just remind you guys that the remix is always here. You can always go back and download all the shows. This show, all the shows that come on the remix, we're here Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and most of the time on Sundays as well. Sign up here on blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix so you can get updates when the shows are coming up, or join us in the Remix family over on Facebook. You can also hit us up on Twitter, and don't forget to download, if you have an Android phone, iPhone coming soon, the Remix app, so you can find out about everything Remix style, who's coming on, who's going to be the guest. Don't forget about the Atlanta Lectures. Lots of talk in the universe about Panic is doing that. Atlanta Lectures at hotmail.com. Hit them up. Find find out the information before you say, no, you can't make it, no, you're not going to go, definitely do that. Dr. Aling Bay is going to be the first person to lecture there. It's sure to be a treat. So here we go, here we go, here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 843? Yes.
Oh, wow.
Do you love what you feel?
I do. I do. I'm really loving today my daughter's birthday. She's actually 6 years old. So.
Okay,
really
beautiful.
Loving.
Who's on the line? Who's on the line, please?
This is Shayla.
Greetings, Shayla. And you love what you feel.
I do. I do. I'm so excited. I can't believe I'm actually on for the first time. So.
Well, beautiful, beautiful. You want to share some of those theaters turning six? That's a magical year right there. Just beautiful. That's one of the things that you love, what you feel. What else?
Let's see. I love to see people loving freely, you know, after they've been through so many different things, and but they're still able to open up their hearts and love and be free and be happy.
Ah, beautiful. Yes, beautiful. And a happy birthday to the baby girl. Big shout out coming from the chat room and myself as well. So that's beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in, Shayla, and sharing with us what you love.
Thank you,
what you
I'm sorry, but may I ask you, could you tell me if you feel anything, any kind of energy around me, or if there's anything that you can share? I would appreciate it.
Okay. Let's see what we feel around Shayla. Let me ask you a question. Are you in the process of changing jobs or careers?
Well, I recently got a job. I guess it's about 6 months now, and I'm sort of in between where I work and where I live, and I'm trying to, you know, just create a more stable environment because I really do love my job, but my family is also back home, and I'm back and forth traveling.
Yeah, I see that. I see that energy, and that's where it's kind of picking up there. Now, one of the things that's coming up, I know you're having a lot of emotions, feelings around this. And what I want you to not focus on so much, I know your emotions and your feelings, you can't help but being torn between the two. Know that this is a temporary situation that's coming up for you. What's going to happen is, and I see this because this is a part of your will, of course, it can always change, but I want you to keep an open mind that this space that you're having, it's needed at this time. It's needed because there's going to be some other things that develop for you. Even I see some more opportunities coming up for you, but I don't want you to shut down and become sort of let your feelings and your emotions get you to the point where the job becomes a sore spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And so what you're dealing with, and I want you to just hear me on this right now, a lot of these things have to do with your pride. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It has to do with your pride. But one of the things that Spirit is showing me, whenever I see the bumblebee, I think of sweet victories. Sweet victories. So know that you're going to have a sweet victory out of all of this. Just stay focused. Just appreciate where you are right now. Appreciate the time where you are. And appreciate this space and see this as an opportunity for other things to come into your life. Because this is also needed for you at this time too.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And
yes.
I just wanted to ask one other question. If someone, signed up for a reading today, How long do you think it would take before they were actually scheduled?
Well, I try not to. Let me say this. I'll be completely honest with you. There is a waiting list. It is.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, for those who've had a reading, that time goes by like this. And it is a divine appointment. Now, one of the things that I always do if you sign up for a reading and you have a reading, you can always send me questions. People send me questions every single day. We have the Blue Black call. We have this show that you can call in. So you're not just out there free-falling. But know that these are divine appointments. If you sign up today, it is a waiting list, but it'll come by so quick. That time will come and go so quick. You'll be like, wow, I hear it every single day. Wow, it seemed like it was going to take forever, but wow, it's here. This is the day. I'm ready for it. Let's do it. And I'm just as excited as you guys are. So email me. I'll let you know where the list is. Sister Munya handles that. She makes sure that everybody gets their divine appointment. And anything that you need from me, I'm definitely here to support you or point you in the right direction for it, too. So you can always send me questions. And this is what the show is about. You know, this is what everyone who comes on the Remix. And so I'm sure you heard everybody just give confirmation about things happening at the right time. So it's about you trusting yourself in this. So whenever the spirit moves you, contact me. You know,
all right, thank you so much.
Yes, yes. You got it. Beautiful.
Okay.
And keep loving what you feel. And happy birthday to the baby girl out there.
Thank you.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. So
bye.
There you go, you guys. I'm going to definitely put that out there. You sign up for the readings. They're divine appointments. It doesn't matter. The only ones that don't have to wait on the waiting list as long is the babies. You know, I don't make my children and the babies read. Wait. But there is a waiting list because people come from all over the world. And I think at this point, Sister Munya can correct me if I'm wrong, we may be up to 25, 26 different countries from all over the world doing readings. I think we just got somebody in from a country. Let me see if I can think of the name. Cayman Islands. Somewhere. So some other countries, I can't even pronounce their name, but guess what? They're listening to the Remix. They're listening to you guys. So, you know, everything is out there. Question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, blue@gmail.com. So hit me up. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code, I want to say 540. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and do you love what you feel?
It's your boy, No Thing, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia. What's happening, Miss Blue?
Greetings, No Thing. Greetings. What do you love? What you feel, No Thing?
Oh man. Let me tell you, I love my thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I love observing my thoughts. I love walking. I love each step I take. I love each in-breath and out-breath. I love my heart. You know what I'm saying? I love my mind. I love all that.
Beautiful, and beautiful. Go ahead.
And the last thing I love the most is that I have come to the understanding that whatever that I can see, that I can perceive, I am not that. I'm beyond that. You know what I'm saying? And that
right
there,
right.
Nothing in itself. You know what I'm saying? So,
all
right. And last thing, Ms. Blue, that I set up my appointment for my reading, and it's in July, and my birthday is in July. Yeah.
There you go. Divine appointment. Divine appointments. I'm going to put No Thing on the spot for a minute.
Okay.
No Thing sent me an email, and you guys know he gets on the air and he says, "It's your boy No Thing," right? He's talking like that. I get this email and I'm reading it and I'm trying to figure out, like, who wrote it. It says, "I am writing you to request to let you know that I am the recipient of the sacred session reading, although I'm not quite sure exactly what that is. I am letting you know that I am informing you that I am the winner." I looked at the top of it and said, "No Thing." I said, "What?" So... It was just me. All the words were spelled. Put in the right. So don't let your boy no thing fool you. I have been waiting to get you for that.
okay.
So I said, okay, your boy no thing.
Hey, I got one more. I don't know if I should ask you this. I'm going to ask you anyway. I got this little, like, because I'm supposed to be going back to school to become a phlebotomist or whatever. So I started class like in April. And the thing is, like, the people I know that run a business, they're actually giving me half on the tuition, and I got to come up the other half. How you feel about that? You think I'm going to end up coming up with it?
Of course you are.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Of course
I
you
was.
Are.
Yeah. All right.
Of course you're going to come up with it, and make sure you listen to Sunday night show, because I'm going to show you how to do a little funky feng shui in your house and find your money corner and what to do to kind of generate that flow, create that current, that energy, get that prosperity, that chi going in that area.
Okay. And thank you, Ms. Blue, for all that you do.
Thank you, too. No thing. You got to let us know how it goes.
All right, peace and no thangness.
No thangness. Don't let your boy no thang fool you. Don't be fooled by these names. That's a very, 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 that's a very well-balanced brother there. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 305. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are, and do you love what you feel? 305?
Yes, hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
Everybody calls me Caddy, but my real name is a little hard to say, so I'm going to just let you call me Caddy.
Whatever you love, what you feel, just let me know. Let me know. Tell us what you love, what you feel.
I'm loving this moment right now. I didn't actually think I was going to make it through tonight, but I'm loving this moment right now. I actually live in Miami, but I'm right outside of Miami. I'm right up the street.
Okay. So you're loving this moment right now. Well, good.
Yeah, I am. I have so much to say, but I really don't know what to say now because I'm talking to you, and I've been looking forward to talking to you the whole time.
Aw, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Well, I am definitely loving that. Everyone's giving big shout-outs to Miami and everything, and that you're loving what you're feeling. So you just kind of wanted to call in and just kind of share that. That's beautiful. That's beautiful and powerful in a sense, yeah.
I do have just two questions. I wanted, well, you already answered one about the questions at your email address. I'm going to do that as soon as I can. But
okay.
My last question is the herbal pack. I really want to know, how
yeah.
can I obtain that?
Oh, from Brother Panic?
Yeah.
Too easy. Just email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com. Just email Brother Panic. Tell him you want to get that herb pack. It's been all over the world doing some very magical things as well. So, yes, do that.
I did it maybe a week ago, but I haven't had a response. I figured it got lost in a shuffle or something.
No. You probably did not get lost in the shuffle. You got to remember people are getting it from all over the world. So, you know, I know it's great that you did it yesterday, but there's probably tons of emails before you. Just kind of be patient. Know that you will. He'll get to you. He will. He definitely will. Yeah.
I was wondering, would you guys ever come to Miami, or would it just be Atlanta?
Well, you know, that's a good question, and the future is all about possibilities, and so who knows? You might see me running around in Miami.
I would love to see you. I really would. I would love to meet you.
Oh,
I would love
well,
to meet
beautiful.
You, Brother Panic, and I mean, I just actually heard of you guys like a few months ago. I never
heard... Oh, wow.
I mean, no lie, I just saw this video on YouTube by Brother Panic. He was talking about some video. It was like 10 minutes, and that really got me hooked. And after I saw that, I saw a couple other links, that lectures that he had, and it just, he really had me hooked from that point.
Oh, beautiful. I love that. I love that. And by the way, yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that I am so thankful for you guys being out here putting out this information for the rest of the world to know, because it's a good thing, though. It's amazing. Yeah. It really is.
Oh, well, you're amazing, too. I thank you so much for being present in this moment and following your spirit to connect with us on the remix. So peace and love to you, and keep loving what you feel. Keep loving what you feel.
Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right. Oh, that was so beautiful. I want to give a big shout out to speaking of YouTube, to the Brother Mark in Japan, you know, because Mark, most of the videos, of course, Brother Panic has a lot of the videos up now, but Brother Mark in Japan is the one who first did that. I remember the first time someone told me they heard me on YouTube, I really thought they were mistaken. And I said, no, you mean Blog Talk Radio? They said, no, YouTube. I'm like, I'm not on YouTube. What are you talking about? And he did this really for no recognition whatsoever. It was a part of his path and his journey. Very powerful brother himself, the Brother Mark from Japan. You can connect with him also on, he's on Facebook, and he also has his own channel, his own website, and his information. So maybe later in the show we'll give that out as well, too. So big ups to everyone, Brother Panic as well, who's been very instrumental in my life and many of you guys' lives as well. Don't forget to reach out to him for the Atlanta Lectures at AtlantaLectures@Hotmail.com, as well as connect with him for the Herb Packs books and all those different magical things by emailing him at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, @Hotmail.com. I'm going to give out some other names, too. So many people have been influential to me, and I'll mention them as well as you guys, too. We're going to continue here because we're loving what we feel right here in the remix. Still have about an hour to go. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know you want to share that you're loving what you feel. Calling in from area code 323, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 323? Okay, 323. We can't hear you. If you can us, maybe you can say something. We'll give you a few moments. Okay. Well, we're going to move on. I guess they're just loving what they feel so much. Yep, the Brother Mark from Japan. He's over there in Japan. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 215. Do you love what you feel? Please tell us who's on the line, please.
What's up, Ms. Blue? This is Clarence calling from West Philly.
Greetings, Clarence from West Philly. Do you love what you feel, Clarence?
I love the feeling of being missed, and I ain't even go nowhere. And I love the feeling of cold water when I really, really need it. Like, know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yes, I definitely do. I definitely do.
And
thank you so much for sharing.
And I love the feeling of being with my loud family. They like right here. They just all.
Yes.
I love them, yeah. And I love the feeling of listening to your show.
Okay, beautiful.
Miss Blue, I heard you say you can smell somebody, right, from over the phone. Like, what I smell like? What I...
you know what, Clarence? You too much.
She said she can smell people.
I can smell. I do sometimes pick up smells. Let me see. I'm going to tell you the scent. I'm not going to tell you what somebody said in the chat room.
What they said you
smell like shea butter.
Shea butter? No, I don't even really put too much shea butter on too much no more.
No. I'll tell you what you smell like. You smell like sandalwood with a little bit of musk.
Yeah, you good. I have some Egyptian musk on.
Oh, See? Yeah. Now do you believe Miss Blue can tell you how you smell?
That's crazy. That's all right. Hey, how can I get that good?
You can get that good by loving what you feel.
Right.
Loving what you feel. Loving what you feel. Getting into knowing your magic. Yes. This is what the work is about. Trust me. There's many that can tell you how you smell, how you taste, how you feel.
Thank you. Oh, can I ask you one more question?
Yes.
All right.
Go ahead.
All right. As far as me hosting this radio show or whatever, like, how, like, you see, like, prosperity in it, or, like, what you see in it as far as that?
Let me tell you, I definitely, these are going to be some components that's going to help you be very successful at it, because I actually think it's a good move for you. Matter of fact, I started to hit you up on Facebook and leave you a message, but I kind of got a little busy, so I didn't get a chance to. But here are some components, because I see this radio show having a lot to do with poetry and music, correct?
Right.
Okay. What it's going to require from you, Clarence, is focus. You know, focus. You're really going to have to put the work in, you know? Really going to have to put the work in when it comes to you really getting into this and making this a part of what you love, what you feel. Because what tends to happen for you is that the excitement is there, Clarence is there. If there is no excitement, Clarence is not there.
Right.
But know that you're going to a position where you require to generate the excitement. And the only way that you're going to do that, if you stay in the energy of loving what you feel, honestly. And as long as you can do that, get some structure and bring that in, because it's going to require you to be focused and get some structure and bring 100% of yourself to it. Then what's going to happen, Spirit says, is you're going to kind of go through a rebirthing process. So when you get in there in the beginning, it's going to be a whole lot of things that you did expect. That's going to happen. A lot of things that you didn't expect, that's going to happen. The number one thing I don't want you to focus on is money. Is this going to make money for me? I know that's an important thing, but right now what you want to do is really just bring you, all of Clarence, to it, and the rest will come. Everything that you need to generate it, for it to go where it needs to go, how it needs to happen, do that. Because even though you're playing this tough guy for everybody, you really have a lot of fears about this, because you're kind of stepping outside of your box a little bit more than you've let people know. And so this is going to require to be Clarence without the drinking, without the getting high, without the partying. It's just really getting into being who you are. So you're going to have to get naked, kind of like I talk about in my audiobook. But what you have to know is that you don't need those things to make Clarence who he is. That is you naturally. That's the God in you. But now you have to learn how to bring him out within instead of taking things in to bring him out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes.
Well, there you go. You got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you speechless, Clarence? What's up?
Kind of. Like, you know, some good advice. I just always get, like, quiet after I get some good advice. Like, I just, you know.
Yeah. Well, this is a little bit more than advice. This is pretty much some spiritual stuff here.
Right.
Advice is what you're going to get from your mom.
I already, like, fell back off the weed or whatever. Like I stopped smoking already. You know what I'm saying? Cause that,
but
right
the
there,
drinking.
I still dabble in a little liquor here and there, like a little.
Okay,
yeah,
well, it's nothing wrong, but you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the dabble here and there. You're grown. You can handle yourself. But I'm talking about those times when you can't. So know that you don't need those things to bring out certain energies within you, that you already have that. You don't need that.
Right.
Yeah. And then, yes, come back and let us know all about it. Let us know how
I will.
Right. That's right. Well, peace and success to you, because I see nothing but success to you. Stay focused. Do what you got to do. Bring that God out 24/7, not just when it shows up.
Right.
Fine. Peace and love to you.
Peace, Miss Blue.
All right. Keep
peace
loving
the,
what you feel.
Peace to the chat room. What up, what up? Sometimes.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 862. Do you love what you feel?
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings, Miss Blue. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Doreen.
Greetings, Doreen. Do you love what you feel?
Yes, I do. I love what I feel right now. I do feel better. So I'm embracing that. I love purple. I love baths. I don't know what that is. And I feel I just need to stay in water as much as I can. Miss Blue, I have a question. I just
yes.
lost somebody, and that was very close to me, and it was a shock.
Mm-hmm.
And is he near me? He is around me, or I know the loss definitely it changed my life.
Right, right. Let me ask you a question on this loss, and thank you, and you know, definitely my condolences for the person that you lost that is around you. The number one thing I want to ask you about this loss, I see him going very quickly. Was he killed? Was he murdered?
No, he had an aneurysm.
Hmm. Okay. I do see him going very quickly and sort of with a blow to the head. Okay. So he had an aneurysm on that he left. But I've seen him going very quickly. I know one of the things you were concerned about is was it pain, but it was really quick, almost like a blow to the head, and that's what I've seen, something exploding. And so sometimes when I see that explosion, it is like a gunshot, and that's the feeling. But know that it was instant. And yes, he is around you. He is around you. Know that there is some very special times that you guys spent together and certain things that he told you, almost like a prophecy, like he knew he wasn't going to be there. Do you know what he's talking about?
Miss Blue, I always would ask him, you okay? I knew him since I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back to me. And he had a star in his room. He's a Cowboys fan. And I believe I'm conscious. You know, I'm with you in panic.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I live that life
right.
by myself. You know, basically, and small others. But you know, you see somebody and you don't talk about any of this. But I would look at him
right.
and say, "Wow, he knows who he is already."
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
he even I went through church and everything, and I came, you know, and came out of, and
right.
I would talk to him. He said, "Well, I never had to do that. I knew what was up." You know.
Right. Yes. Well, definitely he is around you, definitely there for you. Know that he did cross over to the other side, so there's no worries there, and he's not in any kind of pain. That is not there. One of the things, his wish for you, is that he doesn't want you to remember just that last moment for him. He wants you to let that go. What he wants you to remember is good times that you guys had together. So I constantly see this thing of letting go. But let me ask you, do you know somebody by the name of Jeremy, Gerard, something with a J? I'm picking up somebody else with a J name. Jamie, Gerard, Jeremy, something with a J.
I do have a Gerard, my cousin. He's here with us. Somebody spiritually,
mm-hmm.
I'm on the other side.
No, no, no. This would be somebody in the physical.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, your cousin, Jerron. Okay, let me ask you, because he's kind of saying that some of the things that he's done for you, you need to do this for your cousin, Jerron. Does that make sense?
Wow. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess. I'm going to think about it. I think, yes, okay.
Yeah. And this has more to do with the talks and just helping you to understand. He's letting me know and you may know this. I don't know how far you want to go with this, but you may know if your cousin Gerard is going through something at this time, because he's saying a lot of Hmm?
I got to check on him. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you definitely want to check on him. Just be that word of wisdom, because what he's saying is what he did for you, kind of, you know, sort of kind of share some of that wisdom. Share this with your cousin. Just reach out to him. Just talk to him, because he's giving me that name, Gerard. He's giving me a J name, J, Gerard, Jerome, something of that nature. So you know who that is. But definitely he is around you. He says often when you reflect on that star and you think about the Cowboys, you can see him and how much he get into the games and love that, but he's always going to be around you. And now he can actually be one of your spirit guides for you and connect with him. The number that he says, and he says this sort of in a very aggressive way, let that shit go. Stop remembering me on that last day.
I love you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I keep thinking of it. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. He says, let that go and remember the other times. You have all those other times that you can remember. Do not focus on that, because he's still present. He's still alive. He's just in a different form. That's it.
All right.
Yeah. So he's around you. Good looking brother around you.
Yes. Beautiful.
Very good looking brother. So
yes,
peace
Marvin
and
Gaye,
love
Marvin
to you.
Gaye,
so
Marvin Gaye. Yes, he looks like Marvin Gaye.
Oh, he's a good looking brother. Yes, he is. So love what you feel. Know that he's there. And love what you feel. Really love it. Reach out to your cousin Gerard. Come back and let us know what's going on. Peace and love to you, because a lot of what you recognize this, and I'll leave you with this thought. A big part of why he gave that to you and you guys had the connection is because of the work that you're going to be doing for others. So, you know, you can't remember just the end state. Who does that? You can't do that. You have to remember the whole thing. Take this with you. He's still with you. Nothing truly dies. And I know this is a part of the mourning process, but right now you're holding on to just that, and you have to let that part go. Yes. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love to you. Keep loving what you feel. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, I think I cut her off, but I think I got her. Beautiful. It's just one of the toughest things. Everyone's sending her love. A beautiful sister, amazing energy. All right, we're going to keep going. Going to the next caller, I think calling in from area code 214. Do you love what you feel? Tell us who you are,
this,
you're calling from.
This is Jacqueline from Dallas.
Okay, greetings, Jacqueline, Dallas. Do you love what you feel?
Yes, I do. And the spirit must have pushed one, because I didn't. And so, yes, I am loving what I feel. I love getting up early in the morning.
Beautiful, Jacqueline.
I love waking up with a happy feeling, warm, happy feeling.
Yes.
I love being able to overcome the challenges of life and pain. So, yes, I'm really loving what I feel.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, Jacqueline. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. That was powerful.
And that is amazing. I thought I heard her say you're in a queue, but I didn't push one. I don't know how that happened. I don't know how it happened.
It was meant for you to just your energy and tell us you love what you feel.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it for me. I'm loving life right now.
Yes, beautiful.
Everything about it.
Beautiful, Jacqueline. Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, keep listening. Keep listening.
I will.
We're going to continue on. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from a private number. Private number.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Yes, who's on the line for me?
Hey, this is Biz Ra from ABL. Just two quick questions.
Do you have your speakers on? Because we're getting feedback.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. We're here. Hold on one second. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly.
Okay, so we're still getting an echo, so I just kind of wanted to stop you there. First, I want you to tell us again who you are, and then tell us, do you love what you feel?
Oh, absolutely. I love what I feel. Absolutely.
Beautiful.
And I just had two questions. The first one, I'm used to hearing the brother Bobby coming on your show at the beginning of the year or right around the first year, dropping a couple of jewels, but I haven't got a chance to catch him. Is he okay?
Oh, yes. Brother Bobby Hemet is doing wonderful. Actually, he was I was doing some traveling, so I didn't really do the first of the year. And then Brother Bobby Hemet has been doing some traveling. But I'm sure, because his name has been coming up a lot, so I'm sure the spirit is just kind of putting that energy out there. So I'm sure that Brother Bobby Hemet is going to be coming back on soon, yes. But you can always reach out to him, 678-358-1055, and definitely connect with him. I know he's done some lectures just here recently, so you can get a copy of those as well, too. And then, you know, hey, we tell him you got the number from Miss Blue, and when's he coming back on the remix? Definitely, because I'll be reaching out to him. But, yes, he is doing fine, and we'll be connecting with him soon. So beautiful question to bring that up. I love Brother Bobby Hemet. He's been very instrumental, I think, in all of our paths. And the reason that we're even here, I know he has a meaning. He is sort of that mentor, you know, especially when it comes to the things of the occult and just really beginning to follow my own path and journey. So, yes, beautiful. And what was your other question?
Tackler. And what was, I know you had a gift, so what was the first thing you picked up when you heard my voice?
You know, it was a little distorted. I don't think you want me to pick that up. But if there's something you want to ask me, we could do that. Because I couldn't hear you. I was getting a bad echo. So I wasn't necessarily trying to pick up your energy. But if you want me to give you a reading, I can. I can tell you some things that I pick up.
Okay, well, tell me what you picked up.
Okay. Let's talk about your aura. Let's talk about your aura. Immediately when I get into your energy, I feel the color of red. Red is really that ancient color that really represents some things. It represents the body. It represents the earth. It has a lot to do with the blood and the DNA. Typically, when a person has a lot of red energy, like you have, it tells me two things about you. The first thing is that you're this very passionate brother. So when you're loving, you love hard. But also, you have that warrior side to you, too. And I'm getting that echo again.
Okay, hold on. I'm taking care of that for you.
Okay.
Okay.
So that red energy just it really alludes to a lot of things about you and sort of your journey. One thing about our auras is that it changes as we change. As we go through different cycles and we go through different phases, our auras change as well, too. So it really is a good indication when I see these strong pockets of this red to let me know. So red is about passion. It's about drive. That's a lot what you're about. You're about those things you're passionate in your life and about your drive. And also red also gives another color. And this has a lot to do with things in the root chakra. And for you, the number one thing that I would say, if I could give you something in a balanced sense, I think you definitely recognize your strengths. You know what they are, and you're very firm on them. But if I could give you something to really begin to look at when it comes to the red energy, that may be a little different. And that has a lot to do with how you perceive love.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
It has a lot to do with how you perceive love. And this kind of goes back to when you were about 13 or 14 years old. Does that make sense?
Just continue on. I'll probably pick it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, just kind of take that in. You know, that may be something you want to go back and reflect on because it was around that time where you sort of kind of had that perception of what love is and how you really see love, those things begin to formulate. And so for you, even at this particular time, this is true for a lot of our brothers, but with you it's a little different because you're very, if somebody were to come up to you and ask, explain how to receive love. You could tell them, but it's difficult for you to do.
I'm not going to stop you. Believe me, I can understand the not confusion, but I can understand what the kind of distortion that you're going through. That's why I'm just letting you go, letting you flow through. I'm not going to stop you.
You said you understand what now?
I can understand that, like you said, you have some distortion when trying to read it.
Well, I'm not having a distortion with you. I'm pausing because I don't have time to give you a full reading, and I'm giving you what you asked me for, and so you can tell me when that's enough for you. That's what I'm pausing for.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you a full reading right here, and never would I put somebody's personal business out there because that's just not what I do. But it is enough for you to begin to see some things to take a look at. Otherwise, you wouldn't have asked me to do it if you didn't want to take a look at this.
Okay. All right, Ms. Blue, you're the best.
And you're the best. So email me, question, QUESTION, or blue@gmail.com. So I wish you nothing but peace and love, my warrior brother. We need that good energy.
Same to you. Have a good one.
You too. Peace. All right. We're going to continue, you guys. We're chatting and chilling. We're loving what we feel and doing all kinds of things. It's the remix. 43 minutes left to go in the form. If you're on the phone, turn off your computer speakers and don't put us on speaker so we can do that. Yeah, we're going to go to the next caller. Also calling in from a private number. You're live in the remix. Please tell us, do you love what you feel and who you are and where you're calling from?
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings. Am I on?
Yes, you are. Who's on the line,
good,
please?
Good. This is Sheila calling from Cali. How are you?
I am wonderful, Sheila, calling from Cali. Do you love what you feel?
I do. Sometimes, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
So you want to know what is it that I love? Okay, because I didn't hear the whole show. I've been listening into the calls, and that's been the question. I like when I ride my bicycle.
Ooh, that's a good love what you feel.
Yeah, I like that. I like the way the wind, the air, you know, feels against my skin and on my face and just, you know, pedaling with my legs and the way my thighs feel when I have to pedal up a hill and I got to pump it up, you know.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That's powerful. I actually kind of went on that trip real quick. It reminded me of my bicycle ride.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. It's something I got into about 3 years ago for health reasons, and it's been very beneficial.
Oh,
and fun.
Beautiful.
And fun.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, my question tonight is I've been having this pain on my right side, okay, on the right side, upper quadrant, underneath the breast and to the right, and sometimes mid-chest, but most of the pain is centered to the right. Been to the doctor, been going to the acupuncturist. The doctor has done about every conceivable test, and I'm really not big on mainstream medicine.
Right.
Almost the last resort for me. And, you know, I've done the x-rays, had all the blood drawn and everything, you know, and, you know, all the labs came out fine and the x-rays came out fine. She initially thought that maybe it was some old fractures because she said my ribs looked as if there was, you know, misshapen. But, you know, further, more tests, and that wasn't it. And then they thought maybe that my heart was slightly enlarged, and then they did another one. No, that wasn't it either. So,
Right, right.
It's just
so
something
just
that's
this
basically been going on for about 3 years, and it's just kind of it has intensified.
Mhm. Mhm. Mhm.
And I'm
trying
to, you know, trying to get into it more, trying to notice, okay, like when I eat, okay, is it an acid reflux thing?
Right.
Which is what one acupuncturist told me. She said that feeling in my chest, she said it's an acid reflux because she also does energy work as well.
Right. Beautiful.
But
okay.
I don't know, but it's a definite pain for sure on the right side.
If you're open to it, what I will do really quick, this is something I actually do in my holistic readings. I actually do body scans as a part of it. And I'll do a quick body scan right now. I don't think I've ever done this on a show before, but I'll do this. And I want to check some things out really quick. I'm not going to go through the whole process. I'll do it internally, and then I'll just share with you guys afterwards. But let me just do a complete body scan really, really quick. Okay. Okay, all right. Two things I'll tell you that I did pick up that has to do with this pain. I want you, though, to understand and tell me, Sheila, if this makes sense to you when I say this to you, because it's a couple of things that I picked up really, really quick. And one, when it has to do with pain, pain has to do with guilt. Mm. Has to do with guilt. Guilt of the past. Things that you blame yourself for the couldas, for the shouldas, and the wouldas. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, when it comes to dealing with the right side of the right side of the body is sort of that side of the body that we show the world. So these couldas and these shouldas has to do with things that you show to other people, that you could have showed up to other people. So this has to do with the side of Sheila that you present to the world, that you share with them. It has to do with that. Now, another thing, Deb, when it came to this pain in this particular area, a couple of things that I would make a recommendation. So a holistic practitioner coupled by the other things that I do. And my recommendation for you is to make sure that you're doing something to increase your bone densities. So citrine, what is it called? Caltrate, the pills that you can begin to do. You want to do things to build your bone mass. Riding your bike is actually good, so that's a physical thing to do as well, too, that I want you to do. The other thing, and you can email me, and I'll give you a list of herbs and a couple of food recommendations that you can do that's going to help to bring your bones. Think about that, because it does have a little bit to do with that. But here's the other thing. I feel your body is deficient in iron. So you can get iodine. I talked about this on a show with Esther, another sister, and Kalimar. It was called The Big, Big Bang, The Cosmic Orgasm. And I want you to take your iodine. And on with the iodine, and you can find this anywhere at your pharmacy. Just get you some pharmacy grade, you know, over-the-counter grade iodine. And I want you to begin to take that right side where your breast is, that whole complete area. And I want you to affirm what you love through signs by drawing a heart on there, by writing words of love, affirming those things that you have in your life, prosperity. What is prosperity to you? You can even take this "Do you love what you feel" list, and I want you to begin to write that, particularly paying attention to your breasts and underneath your breasts. When you're in the mirror, what I want you to do is pay very close attention and see how fast that iodine absorbs into the breast tissue. If that iodine is absorbing itself very quickly, you're going to instantly know that your body is deficient, because the breast tissue is excellent, and this is the place for us women that it absorbs it the quickest, is in the breast. And so as you watch that iodine just get sucked into your breast, you're going to immediately know that that's what it is. Two things is going to happen. You'll notice the pain will start to go away. You're not going to feel it as much. And then the other thing that I want you to do is I want you to start putting castor oil packs. Do you know how to make castor oil packs?
I think you use a cheesecloth or...
Yeah, you can use the cheesecloth. You can. You want to take something white. You take some boiling water. You want to take some castor oil. And you want to pour that castor oil on the cloth after it's been in the boiling water, and you let the water kind of drip out. And then you want to apply the castor oil on it. You're going to apply that to the breast area. You're going to take a towel, not a towel. You're going to take a plastic bag and put it behind the washcloth, and then take a towel and then a hot water bottle and put it there. When you're doing that, I want you to get some headsets, and I want you to listen to some classical music. And while you're listening to that classical music, I want you to just get into all of those things. Imagine yourself riding your bike and doing what you love, because what's happening on that right side of the body because of those guilt and the pain, because us women, things sets up in our body in different places. And sometimes this is beyond what the Western world can even figure. But the breast, this whole particular area, is about nurturing, because that's what we do as women. And this has to do with those things in your life where you felt like, coulda, I shoulda, I wish I woulda, in those areas that come to the matters of the heart, and that has to do with love. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
Yeah. So this is where the pain is coming from. Mm. And I'm also going to give you a statement that you can to work with. And the statement that you can begin to work with that I'm going to give you, and this is that I lovingly release the past.
Mm. Wow. I lovingly release the past.
Yes. Okay. They are free. Everyone is free.
They are free. Everyone is free.
I am free. I am free.
They are free. I am free.
Yes. All is well in my heart, my mind, my body, and my spirit now.
Okay.
And I want you to say that. I want you to say that affirmation, sets of three times a day, out loud or as much as needed, particularly if you're beginning to feel some pain in that area. I want you to begin to affirm that. Listen to that classical music. Get yourself in a place of peace. Put the castor oil packs on. You can even do that three times a day as well. And I want you to affirm that affirmation. Get the iodine. Make it a ritual. When you're in the mirror, begin to paint the hearts on your breast. Begin to affirm that you are love. And write these things all in that particular area with the iodine. You're going to see a couple of things that may happen. You may use the iodine, and you may notice that there's some itchiness. Well, the itchiness is also an indication that the body is lacking that iodine as well, too. Most of us are iodine deficiency, and particularly us women.
That's funny about the iodine for me, because I try to do my best to, to eat sea kelp and sea and red dulse, which I understand is the red dulse is high in iodine.
Yes, it is.
So it's funny that you would pick up that that's what I'm lacking, because that's the last thing I would have thought.
Right. Well, if you can see it this way, Sheila, the fact that you consciously feel that you need to increase iodine is already your body telling you you need it.
Oh, gotcha. That's right. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So affirming what your body has told you.
Right.
You know,
right.
Your body is telling. The fact that you're saying, wait a minute, Ms. Blue, I try my best to get iodine. Who tries their best to get iodine? You understand?
Right.
Yeah. So that's definitely a confirmation that this is the direction that to go into. Release those things of the past. Release those coulda, shoulda, wouldas. Are an amazing sister. You've done some wonderful things, and they all were perfect and exact and right. And this is why you can be present in this moment now. Yeah.
And just to go over the pack again, the preparation of it, you said to boil the cloth.
Yes, and I said that kind of fast. I apologize. What you're going to do is you're actually going to boil some water, and you're going to take a white cloth. Once the water is boiling, you can remove it off the eye, and you're going to take, you can either take some thongs and tongs, and you can dip the cloth in the boiling water. Then just kind of hang it and let it all kind of drip out, because you want to be able to have as much water out of it as possible, because you're really getting the heat from it. And then lay it on a plate, or lay it maybe on a cutting board, or lay it on the counter somewhere, and you're going to fold it east to west so it's long, so it can cover that whole space of the breast area. And then you're going to take your castor oil. What I always recommend in my holistic sessions is that you charge your castor oil before you do it. Send in it what you want. If you want to send healing light or energy into it, you can do this. You can send this into water molecules. You know, the work of Dr. Emoto showed us the power of liquid. And this is a liquid, so you can actually charge it up with any kind of love, healing energy you want to send into it, just by in your hand, putting it in your dominant hand and seeing the energy flow from your hand into the bottle. And then pour the castor oil across east to west as you're pouring it. Really just keep affirming that energy, sending out that vibration onto the cloth. Then you're going to take the cloth first, put it across the breast area, the right breast area. Then you're going to take a plastic bag and put it across there. And then you're going to put a towel and then a hot water bottle. Some people, I tell them a heating blanket, they're like, oh, no, not the heating pad. You don't want to use that. Well, you can use a hot water bottle too. Just something there. Get yourself where you can be relaxed. You know, take the affirmation that I gave you, the magical statement. Begin to say that. Put on some headsets, because that's going to block out all the distractions. Put on some classical music, because it can open up those higher chakras, those higher portals, those energy centers, and really send that energy all into that breast area where you felt that pain. And do that. Do that as much as you can.
Okay, so I got, and then the part where you say put the cloth across the breast, then plastic, you mean like just a plastic bag or something?
Or saran wrap. That's perfect. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's perfect. You can do
and
that.
And then the towel, which is dry. I'm putting the towel on top of the plastic, and the towel is dry.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So I got that. So it's the cheesecloth, the plastic, then the towel.
Yes.
Oh, and the hot water bottle.
And the hot water bottle. And then on the days that you're not doing that, get into your real goddess magic and go in the bathroom, get your iodine, and begin to do that exercise with the whole breast area, that whole right side there.
And that's the affirmations?
Mm-hmm. And you
when
can
you,
do that with the
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And let me know how it goes. Definitely email me. I would love to know how it turns out and all the great discoveries. And so peace and blessing you to keep listening to your higher self, because that was the clue right there. They're trying to get more iodine, because that's what you need. Yeah.
Yeah, I love my red dulse. Yeah. I know my sister just think it's the strangest thing I just eat it. You know, I get it in bulk from the health food store, and I just start eating it.
Right.
Sometimes I might add it, but mostly I just eat it like it's potato chips or something.
Yes, because your body is saying this is what we need. But this is a quick way to get it in, because truth be told, a lot of the iodine that we ingest, mm-hmm. it really doesn't stay in our system that well. So this is going straight into the breast tissue, straight into everything in that area, right there, concentrated.
Thank you.
So you're giving yourself
much.
A big dose of it. So peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Do you have time for one quick question?
Sure. Another one? Yes.
Yeah. Hopefully this is a quickie. Just want to know, my father passed, I think that's been about 2 years. And just want to know, is he okay? Is he doing all right? I think about him.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Who is James?
Oh, James is he was my mother's boyfriend for years, and he
mm-hmm.
also passed before my dad did.
Okay, well then this is your dad, because he's saying let her know she'll get a kick out of this. I'm here with James. So.
Oh my goodness.
He said she'll get a big kick out of this. I'm right here with James. James is with me. So, yes, he is around you. That's confirmation to you guys that James is with him. They're hanging out. They have no beef. And
great.
He said everyone is going to get a kick out of James. Let me ask you. This is a special month. Is there something going on with someone in the family that's special about this month, he's saying?
I'm sorry, is it special about what? I didn't hear your question.
About this month, the month of February. Is there something special about this month?
February.
Just think about it.
Not off the top of my head, nothing.
Okay.
I don't know, besides
okay.
Valentine's Day, but...
that wouldn't be it.
It would be something a little bit
more personal. Yeah.
I don't know when James, although I call him Mr. George, I don't know when mm-hmm. his birthday was. Maybe it's in February. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I have the feeling, though, this is someone that is still living. Let me ask you, do you have children?
February. I do.
Okay.
Daughter's father, who has also passed some time ago, his birthday is in February.
Yeah, but I got the feeling that this is someone living. Still someone still here. Still on this plane. Now, you have...
Hello?
Yeah, you just said your daughter. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I said you have a daughter. Okay. Does your daughter have a son?
No.
She doesn't. Does she have any children?
No.
Okay, all right. How old is she?
24.
Okay. Because he's saying something about a son. Do you have any daughters that, or any of the children have a daughter that just had a son just recently?
No.
Well, hold that.
Unless they're referring to her brother. No,
this wouldn't be a brother. Maybe it's something for the future, but he's excited about a grandchild. So I don't know.
That would be
something
cool.
That'll be something about a grandchild. So I'm not sure what that is there, but definitely, he is around you, and James is with him.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having big fun. They're having good time. He said to let you know that, and he definitely has a lot of love for you as well, too. Even though sometimes he said that may have not been expressed the way it needed to be expressed to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, he sends his love to you, and he said to get out and have fun more often. I don't know what that means.
Can you say that again? I'm sorry. Can you say that again?
He said you need to get out and have fun more often.
Yeah, he's right.
Okay.
He's right.
Well, you know. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I did a lot of things for you. So at first, we got to talk to you. got to talk to your father. We got to do a body scan. I think that's the first time I've done that on the show, so really excited to do that for you as well. So peace and love to you. Let me know how it goes. Email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Love to hear from you.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. Thank you. Keep loving what you feel. Beautiful, beautiful. Wow. Lots of energy going on tonight. Let's go to another calling in from area code 612. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 612?
Can you hear me?
I can now. If you have your computer speakers on, can you please turn them off for me, please?
Yes, I'm TV down. Can you hear me now?
I can. Okay. It's just a lot of feedback. Who's on the line,
okay,
please? Please tell us who you are and if you're loving what you feel.
Yes, this is Shakina from Minneapolis, and I'm just moving out of the room. Greetings. How are you tonight?
I'm wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Okay. Do you love what you feel? Tell us what you love, what you feel.
I do now. I do now. I have to love what I feel, because I was feeling some sort of way when I first called into the show and was only going to listen and participate, and was doing dishes and unintentionally created a heart when I put the dish soap in the dish pan on top of my dish rag. So it just kind of confirmed some things for me and made me realize, you know, that I do need to love what I feel. I was kind of torn. But I do have a list if you would like to listen to the list.
You can give us a few things off the list. We have about 18 minutes to go, and I want to get to everyone. So maybe give us two things off of your love what you feel list. Yes.
Okay. Well, I love my family, first and foremost. That was the thing that was first. And the other thing I will point out, just to kind of bring some balance, is that I've been feeling a lot of pressure all around, and so I wrote that down. I kind of wrote mine. You were kind of going along the line of the lines of the senses when you were first talking about it, so I kind of put mine in a what I see, what I taste, what I hear all around.
Mm-hmm.
But those two things kind of stick out for me right now, because I love my family, but I am feeling pressure right now because we're in transformation stage, so I'm aware that this is only, you know, periodic, and this too shall pass, but just kind of feeling that pressure of being in between right now.
Okay. Well, beautiful. Definitely send nothing but love and light your way. Sunday, I'm going to be doing some more feng shui to really kind of generate different energy, especially in our sacred space, in our lives, careers, opportunities, all of those wonderful things, and how to begin to recognize that and really sort of kind of get the energy moving in the direction we want it to. So, look forward to Sunday. Look forward to Sunday.
I will definitely be listening. And now that I know that I always think like, something happens, and I'm like, I feel like I want to email you, but then I feel like it's kind of stalkerish. But now I know through the show that that I'm open to do that. So I appreciate you saying that earlier.
Yes.
So I love that.
You can always get a reading too, you know. That is it. But you can always email me as well too. Yes, yes. Beautiful.
Okay. Well, I will let other people go ahead and call in, and I'll just fill in the blanks later on throughout emails and so forth.
Yes. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to have that list to love what you feel, because before we close out, I'm going to tell everybody what to do with the love what you feel list. So that's your list for you to work with, and I'm going to tell you exactly how to keep loving what you feel, even through these times, like you said, of transformation, because we all go through them. So how to continue to move past that. So peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
Ditto. All right. Talk to you Sunday.
All right.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Send the love out, people. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 713. Do you love what you feel? Tell us who's on the line and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line?
I'm sorry, it caught me off guard a little bit. Hi, I'm Santos Guerrero, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Okay, great.
It's my first time calling. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. But I didn't really call it with a specific question. Actually, I just called to show gratitude towards you and everything that you do. I've been a listener for 3 years, two and a half years. And,
Wow.
I don't know, just call to say thanks.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you for calling in. So tell me, do you love what you feel? I want to hear, what do you love? Tell us a little bit about what you love, and thank you for being a part of
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. I love, I don't know, I'm a painter. I love creating. I love writing music.
Mm-hmm.
I love interacting with people,
beautiful.
Listening, reading, experiencing, learning, you know, so I'm a... you know, we're living through interesting times, and I don't know, I'm just fortunate to be a part of it.
Well, that's beautiful. Well, keep loving what you feel. Keep listening, and thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. Oh, that's beautiful. First-time caller in. Been listening for 3 years. Wow, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 832. Tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and what you love.
Hello?
832. Yes, greetings, 832. You're live in the remix. Who's calling, please?
Greetings. This is Chris. I'm calling out of Austin, Texas.
Okay, greetings. Do you love what you feel?
Oh, yes, I do. I love myself. I love my family. I love the air I breathe every day. I love going outside, taking a look at the stars. You know, just loving life right now.
Beautiful. Okay, so now, beautiful. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for sharing that. Yes.
Oh, yeah, and thank you, Ms. Blue. Oh, yes, I do have a question. I'm just at the point in my life where I'm kind of in a transition, and, you know, I'm not sure about a lot of things, but I wanted to see if you have any advice or anything you could tell me about that.
Yes, I can give you some spiritual advice. Yes, we can do that. We can do that. All right, so you said you're at the point of transition in your life at this particular time, and things are kind of going a little what I like to call psycho sexy cool kind of for you. And let's just see how this thing is going to turn out for you. The number one thing that Spirit is saying is that this is the time of responsibility for you. It has a lot to do with responsibility. So I want you to continuously think about those things of responsibility in everything that you're doing. So know that responsibility is going to be key for you, and just really begin to keep yourself focused in that area of responsibility. It has a lot to do with how you have your self-respect for yourself and also your courage. Okay?
Okay.
That's,
okay, well...
That's
mm-hmm. Oh, no, I was just going to say... Thank you, Ms. Blue. I really appreciate it.
Okay. You want to hear the rest? Are you ready to go? Because you sound like you're ready to go.
Oh, no. I'm listening. I'm sorry. Pardon the interruption. I'll let you finish.
No. No, you're not interrupting. I'm just kind of giving it to you a little bit more. So what is going to be required of you as work? It has a lot to do with gentleness and diplomacy. Gentleness and diplomacy as you begin to move through this time. Do you understand what I mean when I say have that gentleness but still the diplomacy there?
Yes, ma'am. I got you. That's something I've really been needing to work on. So I definitely got you there.
Yeah, the gentleness and I can't even say it, diplomacy, is going to be key to you. And what's going to happen, this is going to have a lot to do with your perception. So the best thing to do now is to definitely get your perception in check. Because if you perceive this going bad for you, then it is. Know that you have to be right. Every single one of us have to be right. So you want to make sure you get into that energy of changing your perception. And when you change that perception, then that's going to cause the shift for you. So really begin to place your attention in that way. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Ms. Blue, and peace and love to you and the Remix family, and I appreciate what you do.
Likewise. Peace and love to you, too, and big shout-out to Texas.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. Okay, you guys, we have 10 minutes left to go in the forum. Don't worry. I see all of the callers here. The phone lines are lit up. We're going to go into the after hours. But I want to make sure that you guys know what to do with this list. For those of you who might just be joining us, and I don't know where in the world you could have been because you know it's remix time. But anyway, make sure that you go back to your Do You Love What You Feel list. And on your Do You Love What You Feel list, I want you to write 7 things. I don't want you to really put a lot of thought into it. I want you to just begin to write. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just write 7 things down on your Do You Love What You Feel list. This is inspired by Chaka Khan and Rufus in the song Do You Love What You Feel. Now, here's what I want you to do with the list, because here's where it gets a little magical. This is where the psycho, sexy, cool energy comes into play with the list. Once you take your list, I want you to go down your list 1, 2, your list 3, your list 4, your list 5, your list 6, and your list 7. Now, once you do your list, then what you're going to do, after you have everything there that you love, what you feel, you're going to take another list. And you're going to go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And starting with the number 1, you're going to make that the root chakra. And then you're going to go through all the different chakras. What I want you to do, so this is an exercise that you can actually get into your work a little bit more, and I want you to go study those different properties that is connected with those different chakras. For instance, those things in the first chakra has a lot to do with financial stability. It has a lot to do with foundations. It has a lot to do with abandonment issues. It has a lot to do with having bones and aches in the body. I want you to begin to look at different symptoms, different things that you have going on in your life. And when those things begin to show up, that shows that your energy is out of balance, I want you to go back to, see, because you're creating an oracle here. You know, I'm all about that oracle energy. I love doing these kind of things. And this is what the blue blast is all about. So, for instance, if my love, what I feel, my number one thing that I love, what I feel, is when I'm on my bike. We'll use the sister's example, and I'm riding my bike. Whenever I feel that my back is hurting, or maybe I'm having these issues of financial problems, I'm going to get into whatever is number one on my list that I love, what I feel. See, you cannot trick your higher self, because your higher self knows what's in the best interest for you and everything that is connected with you. So you guys thought you were just writing stuff down randomly, but you really was coordinating with those things of your energy center. And so you're going to use these as affirmation statements and begin to write them down. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You're going to write these things down, and every single one of them is going to become your love what you feel statement. So whenever you're feeling out of balance, when you're not feeling well, you're going to begin to look at these different energy centers. When your sacral chakra gets to getting you too emotional, you're going to begin to look at that place of the third chakra, and you're going to begin to work with that. And whatever that is, you're going to get into loving what you feel. And then the same thing, if you feel those things of the heart chakra, you're having these issues of love, and a lot of us is dealing with this, then whatever your number 4 is, that's going to be your love what you feel. And the same thing with number 5, the throat chakra, and so on. So some work for you to do, love what you feel. Now you have your own magical statements that you just made, so that you can find your own antidotes for whenever things begin to go wrong, and you can begin to take care of them, because we know everything starts in the mind first. And this is going to be an easy way to shift yourself right back into the energy of loving what you feel. So stay true to your list and how you have it, and begin to do your work. Make sure that you email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. Let me know that that you're loving what you feel. And don't forget, Sunday night, we're going to be getting into some real funky feng shui, some magical feng shui. We're going to be talking about money corners, prosperity, health, and wealth, and how to just create that flow and make that kundalini just flow through our house. And everybody will get to do their own personal map. It doesn't matter how large or how small your space is. So I so look forward to each and every one of you and connecting with you as well. It's been amazing. Stay on the line. For those of you who are on the line, I'm still going to take your calls as we continue here right here live in the forum, chatting and chilling. Do you love what you feel? I know you guys do. You can find more of this work if you join me on the Blue Blast call or go download the audio workbook, and you can get that at www.msblueblast.com. So at msblueblast.com, you can download that, get that in. Instantly. There is no waiting list, and you can get more into loving what you feel. And so until next time, we have 5 minutes. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. Call the number so you can get on the line, so you can get with us in the after hour, because we're going to keep going, and we're going to keep loving what we feel right here in the remix. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 561. Okay, I guess they're just listening. We'll go to the next caller. The next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 248. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and do you love what you feel?
Hi, my name is Linda, and I'm calling from Detroit.
Greetings, Linda. Do you love what you feel?
Yes, I love what I feel.
Beautiful, Linda. Beautiful, beautiful. You want to share with us?
You know what I love? The mm-hmm. most, it's winter time, and sometimes it is hard for me. I'm a gardener, and I love yes. to have my feet planted in the earth, barefooted. I can be out there all day long, and that's what I love, doing gardening and yard work and my flower beds and my garden, and that's what I love.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, that's so powerful. You know, Mr. Anderson from iGrowYouGrow.biz is the gardener, the official gardener for
yes,
the remix,
okay.
and he's going to be coming up doing a very powerful show. And so, oh, I can feel what you love, what you feel. That's very powerful, connecting with the earth in that way. That's beautiful, Linda. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah.
And thank you. And Miss Blue, I sent an email today, and I'm trying to connect and get my the Kasha reading and the other reading, but
yes,
I'm not sure how to get to your PayPal and stuff. She did send the email was answered, but.
Okay. Yeah. We actually, you probably will get that email within the next 24 hours
yes,
that is there. You'll get that. So you should be getting a response back. We do answer. Sister Manya is the sister who works
with me. Yeah, Sister Manya did. She did answer me.
Right. So she, you need help. So just shoot us back an email, Linda, and just let us know, and she'll walk you through all the steps. Everything that you need to do.
Okay, and I really, really, really enjoy the show. I've been following about 3 years, and I appreciate you so much, and I've learned so much and been blessed by all the different guests and everything.
Yeah.
Quick yeah. thing, Ms. Blue, tell me what you feel about me.
Oh, that's so easy, Linda.
Wow.
That's so easy. That's so easy. You have such a loving, a wonderful, wonderful energy around you. Definitely, if I had to put you in a school, because we all come back. We know Earth is a school. You really came back to be in the school of love. You did. You came back to be in the school of love, and you're all about love, and that really is what motivates you, and it helps you to move on. The number one thing that I want you to definitely focus your energy on in this time, because this is also going on with you right now at this moment, you're carrying a lot of burdens.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that I see this strong pink light, and whenever I see this big pocket, it tells me certain things when I can see it in certain places around your body. And this is about your burden. And what is happening now at this time, and you let me know if this makes sense, these burdens are starting to physically affect your health.
Yep.
Yeah, this is what Spirit is saying. So what you have to do is what you talked about, and this is why the show is so powerful, and I couldn't have received this message at a more present time, not only for everyone who's called in, but also myself, because what Spirit says you have to do is get grounded. And if you notice, that was what you love, what you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious, what number was that for you on your list?
The first one.
There it is. And see, this thing of health issues that you're dealing with has to do with number one, has to do with the first chakra, the burdens that you're carrying.
Yeah, I've been working through it a whole lot. I had an episode last 6-7 months where I got that genetic hypertension.
Yes.
And, then had a lot of things going on in 2011, a lot of growing, a lot of being in the press, letting things go, people go, and I'm coming out on the other side pretty good.
Oh, yes, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a fighter, no doubt. You are a fighter because you carry that banner of love, and so many people really need you to have that love.
Yeah, but I'm a daycare provider of 16 years.
Okay, well, there you go. This is all about foundations for you.
Yeah.
And this has to do with the root chakra and even the issue when we think about blood being red. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the show where I talked about the triple goddess water, where you take the lemon, distilled water, and the parsley, and you drink that. But that's going to help you tremendously.
Lemon,
I want you to
distilled
just
water.
And parsley.
Okay.
Yeah, you can shoot us the email. We'll shoot you the link to that show. That's going to help you. But I want you to begin to think about the difference between loving someone and taking on their burdens.
Okay.
That's it for you. So keep doing what you do. You are an amazing, like I said, you definitely came back to be in the school of love. And you're sending that love not only to our babies, but to everybody that comes in contact with you that even meets your spirit. So keep shining that love, you know. Continue to love what you feel because that is telling you how to bring yourself back into that place of balance and to take care of these things. And you will do it. You will do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that. And thank you so much for your spirit and for the love that you sent out to this mass media audience that you have. And I'm sure everyone gets blessed from show to show, because I do. But thank you so much. And I will get back to my email and get my readings and everything. I'll be listening to Brother Panny and call Miss Blue. So I got to call
you.
Oh,
yes.
And I'm going to get my readings.
Yes.
And
yes.
So thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Oh, appreciate you as well. Keep loving what you feel. Keep loving it and keep doing it. Peace and love to you. Peace and love.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Wow, that took us into the after hours, so I guess I'll say this for everybody who's still listening and for the rest of you in there. Don't forget to download. 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 Download, download, download. Peace and love to you guys, and much love, warm spirit out there. And thank you guys for listening. It's been an amazing share. We're going to keep going. I see your questions. We're in the after hours. See you Sunday night. Let me know what's going on. QUESTION, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Hit us up on Facebook, on the Remix Family Group. We'd love to hear from you, see what's going on in your world, and keep loving what you feel. Hold on to those lists, everyone. It's very powerful. So we're going to keep going. I believe the next caller calling in is from area code 773. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Christy from Minnesota.
Okay, greetings. Greetings. Do you love what you feel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Tracy.
I love my family. I love my new job that I just got about a month ago. I love that my birthday is coming up and I get to spend time with my family and friends.
Yep. I love that. I love that. Well, definitely. That's beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. And
I have a question, Ms. Blue. I have one question. I wanted to know, can you tell me, like, what do you see as far as my path of, like, me being more independent and me starting a family? Because that's really what I want, a family.
It's a family. It's a family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want to have your own family. Let me ask you a question. Are you from Minnesota?
No.
Okay. Are
I'm
you
from
Atlanta?
I'm from
You're
Chicago.
From Chicago. From Chicago. I don't know why I kind of see you in Atlanta. Okay, and one of the things I want you to think about now, because there's a lot going on around you at this time. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
Yeah. And where you are right now, Christina, this has a lot to do with you being in your mystery. And when we talk about the mystery, it's kind of like not being able to see what's going to happen sort of in the future. But we have to get into that place where we can begin to trust. Begin to trust. Two things come up for you. Two things come up for you as far as the action step. And this is going to apply to you right now as well as in the future. You having your own family, of course you can have that. But here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to rush that. Because I feel that you kind of want to rush that.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You want to rush that really, really bad. I want you to take your time because here are some things I want you to begin to balance out. First, it's going to be wisdom. So let's talk about what wisdom is. Wisdom is really the experience not only of yourself, but also others around you.
Okay.
So you can see their stories. See things that they've been through. So we can learn wisdom, not only just for ourselves, but we can also learn wisdom through our mothers, through our friends, through other family members. We can learn wisdom from everywhere. The other thing that I see that is around you as well, because you have this very innocent spirit about you, is some forms of deception, which also comes with innocence. That's the polarity to it. So it's going to require you to gain some wisdom so you can make sure that these choices that you're making, they're based upon the fact that they're coming from your own free will, that this is something that you're doing and you're doing this because this is truly, truly what Christina wants and not sort of someone else's idea for you. Of what they feel is in the best interest for you. Have you ever heard that saying that sometimes people say you can go from the pot to the frying pan or from the frying pan, to the fire?
Yep.
So when we move without wisdom sometimes, we jump out of the pot into the fire. So I know you want to move and you want to make some changes, but make sure you're using wisdom. Don't fall into these different things of deception. You can learn from the environment that you're in, and there's no rush. There's absolutely no rush for you. These things are going to happen. They're going to happen, not because you're going out searching for them and not because you're going out looking for them, because they're coming to you. They're coming to you, and you'll be able to use your wisdom so you can kind of weed through the deception. Weed through those ones that are coming. You know, when you cut on the light, everything comes.
Yep.
Everything follows the light. So you have that light. So it's a lot of things following you. And I know this makes sense to you, doesn't it?
Yes. Because I've been, like, letting certain people go I just ended a friendship because I saw it was a lot of deception.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel pretty good about that. It took a lot of courage to end it because I was kind of scared.
Yeah, yeah. It can be a scary thing, even as an adult. Trust me, Miss Blue knows it can be scary. It can. But you move through it. And this is where the magic happens. This is where the freedom comes. This is when you're truly, truly into loving what you feel and getting closer to your goal in an honest way. So keep using wisdom. Appreciate this mystery that you're in, because really tapping into this energy, it's not about predicting the future. There's no need to predict the future when you are the future. Does that make sense?
Yep.
There it is. So make sure you keep in touch and email me. I'd love to hear about all the changes, because I see a lot of changes coming up for you. Just, you know, stay fast on the course and know that there's no rush. No rush at all. No rush.
Okay. Thanks so much, Miss Blue.
You're welcome. Peace and love, sweetie. Peace and love. All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Wasn't that powerful? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 313 is not answering. We'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 347, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hi. This is James.
James. James. James, tell us, do you love what you feel?
Yeah. There's one thing I mostly love what I feel is that when I speak to people about certain things, you know, even though they don't listen right away, but then they wind up experiencing that, and then they let me know that, you know, I was right in what I said. And I see, I mean, it took some time for it to get through to him, but it did.
Beautiful, James. But tell me what you love.
I didn't even write anything down because I came in kind of late. But what I love, I just love helping people. I love to, you know, the knowledge that I acquired as far as what health is concerned, I try to pass it on to other people. And when they use it and they get good results, that's what I love.
Yeah, that's beautiful, James. That's beautiful.
But I like to know what's going on with me, though, because I don't know.
Yeah. James? James, can you hear me okay? It sounds like a lot going on over there.
Oh, yeah, I'm at work. That's why I'm here. I hear you.
Okay. Okay, James. All right. Well, I know you're open to hear this, James. Otherwise, you wouldn't call in. You wouldn't call in. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. I feel like I've spoke to you before. Maybe I have. But anyway, let's talk about it.
I'm the one with the papers. I'm the one that mentioned about the papers.
Papers. This is the brother that gave out the papers. Oh, you guys, if you didn't hear that show about the papers, James, it's been a long time, James.
Yeah.
I recognize your energy, James. You're not giving out paper, are you? You still not giving out paper, is you?
Not like I was.
Okay. All right, James. Well, I feel even better because I felt your energy. I said, gosh, I know this brother's energy. Okay, so here we go, James. Let's talk about it. Let's just get down to it. You're at work, so I know you don't have a lot of time. But let me tell you this. The number one thing, the first thing that comes up with you, I want you to understand, and I think we talked about this before, but this is now going to a different level. You remember how I just kind of rode you really hard about giving out all that paper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now you've changed the paper into help. That's all you did. So you're still giving out paper, James. Think about this. I want you to think about this. Definitely you are supposed to help. Definitely. That's no doubt about that. I think we all got convinced of that when the papers came up. You're a very loving person. You have a lot to give. You're definitely that teacher figure. You're definitely that. There's no qualms about it. You don't need Miss Blue to validate that for you. But let me tell you the part of you that you still have to work on. And we all have to work on this. But this is going to be critical for you. That's why I ask you, James, what do you love? Because, see, what you love has to be independent of other people accepting it. The first thing you said was, I love when I tell people things and it's helpful for them and they can use it, even though they don't get it right away. Eventually, they got to come back to me and tell me that I'm right. You remember that?
Yeah.
I want you to see how that's not going to get you success. Because now, instead of pushing paper, you pushing ideas.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing that was told to me by an elder, and actually it was Siba Haru Alkebulon, and he's been on here. He's a comedic scribe that has done a lot of shows. And he was the first one that I believe that has told me this when I was very, very new to a lot of this information of knowing who I am, because that's the reason I do it. He said, whenever the student is ready, the student chooses the teacher. The teacher never chooses the student. This is why I don't give anybody a reading that doesn't ask for it. And anybody who knows, I don't care if you're gifting your mama, your sister, your daddy, your brother, your cousin, your man, your girl, your friend, the neighbor, the enemy, the ex, the current, they have to request a reading. So this is also one of the things that you're going to have to work with, that the student chooses the teacher. And when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. We're both teachers and we're students at the same time.
Sure.
So a lot of what you're dealing with is what I like to call the wounded dragon. The wounded dragon, in other words, that part of ourselves that we must let die. And we have to work on it every single day. I'm not going to tell you, James, you just get it in check and it's in check. No, it's a part of this experience, too. And we have to work on really removing that part of ourselves. There's a very powerful show that Brother Panic did where he broke down those different phases of the ego and talked about it. It's an excellent share. If you didn't hear it, you might want to go back and listen to it, because he really goes through it to show you the difference. And so the fact that you want to be right is why this is not converting for you. I use this in a session all this week because I keep thinking back to the Super Bowl. And although I'm happy that the Giants won, I think about some of the other teams that could have been there too. Because I would have loved to have seen them brothers run around the field also, because that's what I watch football for. But anyway, that's another story. But one of the things that's key about that, I got to thinking about the Philadelphia Eagles, because I like the Eagles. I love the Eagles. They're a wonderful team, and I'm thinking, why can't Philly be in the playoffs? You know why Philly can't be there? Because they get right at the goal line, and they can't convert. It's not even as big as a T-bone steak. They could have 3 inches, and they can't convert that into a touchdown. That's why they're not there. So same thing with you. You're putting in all this work and this energy and this time, and you're giving this information to these people, and it's not converting. But it's not converting because they're not your students. Because you chose them. They didn't choose you. You chose them. So stop pushing knowledge like you used to push your paper. Because what happens is, because what people don't know about you, you're a very sensitive brother. So when you give these people this great information and they don't get it, it really hurts you.
Mm-hmm.
It does. And there's no reason to be hurt because, James, there's 100 people that is just waiting for James to give them words. They're all around you at work. They're everywhere. All you have to do is continue to be James. Nothing else is required. You don't need that. You don't need that. If you get yourself into this business of trying to be right, that's when everything else will be wrong, because now you have made a distinction based upon yourself on what someone else should be doing. These are words that I live by. When I get ready to do these readings, I have no perception whatsoever. My mind actually talk about having a blank mind. I'm blank. I'm not even trying to read you. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to go in to say something hot, to say something cool, to pull out something that I'm not doing any of that. I'm being that reflection. I'm receiving and I'm giving you the reflection. If I went in every time, oh, I got to be right, I'm okay. People will tell you. I'll tell you stuff all the time. If you say, no, I don't understand, okay, don't worry about it. Let's go on. Let's go to the next thing. It's okay. It's okay to say you don't know. It's okay to say you're not right. It's okay to say that ain't for me. People come to me with certain things. I don't do that. Let me send you to somebody else. That's not me. This is who you need to talk to. So, just really recognizing that you want to get that energy out there, and you will. Just don't push it like you used to push paper, because now this is your paper. You don't push paper, but you push this. You push knowledge. Know that the knowledge is for you, and those who need it from you will come to you, and they will ask you. You right. don't have to force feed them. It's almost like trying to take a steak and give it to a baby and say, what's wrong with you? Why are you still chewing?
But you know what's crazy?
The baby's gagging. Go ahead.
The thing about it is that, I know what I want to do for myself. I'm taking up this course for a holistic consultant. I'm trying to get
yes.
some. Now, it's been
no,
over.
No, no, no.
Uh-huh.
Why do you say you try?
It's because it's been. And what happened? I took a test. I passed the test. As far as homework is concerned, it's like an online course. I passed that. But I was supposed to give in 10 assessments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of 10 people. And I don't know why I can't seem to get to do these things for myself, but I'm always wind up helping somebody else. And I seem like I'm always pushing myself to the side. Now, recently, I just did an eight-hour driving defensive course, and I made up in my mind that day to complete the whole course that day, which we actually got 30 days to do it, and I did it.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. So you're telling me that the problem with the holistic course is that you can't get 10 people.
No, it's not that I can't, but even though I got – already like 4 people, but I just didn't complete it. So I still got to get another people, but I didn't complete it. And
well, I'm going to tell you why you can't complete it, because you're trying to be right.
Mm.
Let that energy go, because no one wants to come to somebody. They want you to know what you're doing. But not when that's almost like premeditated murder. That's why you get more sentence for it. When they figure out, wait a minute, you thought about this ahead of time? So when you're thinking you're going to be right before they come to you, and really holding that energy, that's not good. That's not good. Just allow it to be. You already got the information. You got the knowledge. So there are so many people that could be using your holistic skills, but you got to use them first, because the number one thing, I'm a holistic practitioner as well, the number one thing that you have to do is be very grounded when you do this. You have to be very open to receiving. So in fact, you're the vulnerable one, not the client that comes to you. And if you don't recognize that, then you're going to have a challenge getting anybody to come to you for anything.
Mm.
Here's one of the things that I've come to learn, and I'll share this with you because it was helpful for me. And I've seen this consistently in all of the readings, because I do holistic readings as well, too. The work that we're trying to give and get others and help them with, and the work that we're literally dying to do, is the work that we must learn for ourselves. So learn your work. Be the biggest student of your work. You can't tell me that this is your path and this is your passion and this is your journey, but you're not inspired to do it. Because that's a contradiction on so many levels. No one, people know, I could be the most earnest I can be, and we could be having a show, but if somebody calls in and it deals with my work, I'm not going to be jolted in doing what I know is a part of my work. How can it be my work? I don't need to be motivated by anybody. If I waited for someone else to be motivated to do this, hell, none of this would happen. So that's energy that feeds. And that may be what you need in the beginning. But once you move to a certain level, you need to be your own motivation. But that motivation has to be inspiration, because that's the movement. Otherwise, it doesn't mean anything. You know, Brandy once made a song, Almost Doesn't Count. And that's so true on so many levels. So you don't get to say that this is what I'm supposed to be doing, but yet I don't have the energy, I can't do it. Then maybe this isn't what you're supposed to be doing right now. Take an honest look. Or maybe you haven't done it for yourself yet, and this is why it's not working. Be your biggest student. I'm my biggest student. Trust me. Every time that each one of you call in, I'm really speaking to me. I'm speaking to Blue. I recognize that on so many levels.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So it's basically practice what I'm preaching.
Yeah, if you're preaching.
Thank you.
I say walk the walk.
Yeah, thank you.
And it doesn't have to be at 100%. So I'm not telling anyone, because I'm not perfect by a long shot.
Uh-huh.
But it is about really getting into your work and being the biggest student of your work. Be the biggest student of it.
Yeah, because internally, that's what I feel. I'm not practicing like I should be what I'm trying to put out to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow.
It's so good to hear from you. I'm going to go back and listen to that show about papers. I love you, James. Thank you for calling back in.
No, Miss Blue, listen, one thing quickly. My father, he had passed the 21st, 2010.
Condolences to you. And what was going on with his neck? Immediately I grabbed his neck. What happened?
He had a trachea or something that they put in his throat, but that's about it. I mean, that I know, but they said he died from pancreatic cancer. That's what he had, but he never said nothing to us about it. But he was going through some drama, too, and I was wondering if there was, you know, no foul play in that. Because I found him like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely feel something with his throat. Was there a woman there with him when he passed?
You know what's funny? Only ones I could think of is either my niece, she's like about 15, or somebody, maybe some other female, I don't know. But I don't think it was somebody he was seeing.
I just feel like there was a woman there right before he did pass. But one of the things I could tell you, I instantly grabbed my throat. So I know that he definitely had the pancreatic cancer. That was it. But I feel something happened with the trach or something in his throat that ultimately caused his transition.
You don't think maybe, well, being choked or something?
I will say, no, not nothing of being choked. No. But something that restricted his air, something that caused his restriction of his air. But I will say this, he definitely was ready to go. He was in a lot of pain, a whole lot of pain. And this was something that he never wanted to be. He was in so much pain, and he's so free now. And by the way, he is around you as well. Did you guys have the same name?
No, my oldest brother had carried his name, and he passed also. That was in 1980. That was my mother. My brother was 2000.
Okay, so maybe that's who he's speaking of, but something about you and him is the same. I'm not sure. He's saying something you guys have in common, so I don't know what it is. He's not saying. I can't really pick up what it is. But no, he's in a much better space. He's at peace where he is. He was in a lot of pain. He's definitely around you. One of the things that he does say is that you need to take care of your health.
Yeah.
Have you stopped smoking?
When I get a little stressed, I hit it up. But I ain't lying.
Yeah, well, thank you for your honesty. Well, he says you definitely need to stop smoking and lay off some of the spirit juice.
Oh, I don't even get down like that. That's much of the blue moon.
I am blue. So I don't know how often that is, but I'm just saying, I'm just calling it as it comes. James.
Okay.
But no, he's in a much, much better place. And no, he said, don't worry about any of that good things. He's not in pain. And that was the main thing for him. He was in so much pain. But I do feel that ultimately, even though he had the pancreatic cancer, what happened is it did have something to do with the restriction of the air coming in. Immediately when you said your father's name, I had to grab my throat. And that's how I know. So once you said he had a trach, or something, I don't know, something to do with that, but know that it wasn't something out of order,
okay.
if that be the case. You understand what I'm saying? And he's very much at peace and has a really funny sense of humor.
Yeah. That's the thing. That's where I get that from. We be bugging out a lot, you know.
Yeah. He's over here saying some things I can't say on the air, but he got a good sense of humor. Yeah. So beautiful. Peace and love to you. Keep in touch. Let us know how it goes. I want to know once you get those clients, once you get those and get your certification and do that, we'll have to come celebrate on a chat and chill here on the Remix.
Definitely.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, James. Keep going. No more paper and no more pushing knowledge.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Miss. I appreciate it.
All right. Peace and love. Oh, love that brother right there. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 619. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Well, greetings, Miss Blue. This is Nakia out of San Diego.
Oh, greetings, Nakia from San Diego. Do you love what you feel?
Yes, I do. I am loving snuggling under my daughter and my dad right now. It feels so wonderful.
Oh, beautiful. That's beautiful. I'm going to snuggle in a minute myself. So I can relate. Yes.
I thought I'd share that. I'm really trying to get them in their own room, but I'm really realizing that I really kind of like her laying in the bed with me.
Aw, that's beautiful. Well, thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in and sharing what you love, what you feel. Yes? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for having your show. I'm loving listening. I got in a little late, so I was just like, loving what we feel is, well. This is what I'm loving, what I'm feeling right now, so I'm going to roll with it.
Oh, beautiful. What number is that on your list?
That is number one on my list.
That's number one. So that's connected with your root chakra. So anytime, because this also has a lot to do with finances. When you need to speed finances up in your life, it's your number one thing on your list. You need to love what you feel, and you're going to see prosperity starts to come from all different directions in your life. So beautiful.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Blue. I didn't want to go here because everybody kept doing this to you, but do you see any direction I should be going in my life right now?
Yeah, let's take a look. What direction we won't say you should go in your life, but if you want to get some insight, we'll get some insight. I know it's the same thing. Well, kind of, sort of the same thing. Let's take a look. Okay, let's take a look. Here's a couple of things I want you to focus on. The number one thing I want you to focus on is about beauty. Think about beauty. When I say beauty, just look at it from all different directions. Instantly, what I see kind of floating around you is a butterfly. I want you to think about a butterfly and how a butterfly has to go into the cocoon and how it comes out. It is this beautiful, beautiful butterfly. So I want you to think about that. This butterfly energy also represents transformation. So, like many of us on the planet, at this time, you're kind of going through a stage of transformation. The number one thing that you have to begin to release from your life, it has a lot to do with anger. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, and this is what Spirit is saying. For you, the work is to release anger. Retaliation. I'm just going to throw some words out to you. Does that make sense when I say retaliation?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. And jealousy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I struggle with that all my life.
Yeah.
So, and I just want to think about the focus on.
Yeah, but here's the thing that is so crazy. You have the beauty. You have the butterflies around you. So this is about Spirit saying for you to release those things from yourself so that you can begin to see that reflection that others see in you. Because really these things that are coming up in many different ways, and I know you understand that when I say many different ways, is because you can't see your reflection. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to take that I love what I feel list. And I want you to spend some time in front of the mirror. And this is an exercise that I give out sometimes in the sacred session. It's called the goddess in the mirror or the god in the mirror. And I want you to begin to affirm those things while looking yourself straight in your face of what you love, what you feel. And focus on them. When you feel those things of anger, when you feel like you need to retaliate against a certain situation or someone who's wronged you or did something to you, I want you to begin to get into loving what you feel. When you feel that energy of jealousy rising, I want you to focus right back on getting in the bed, having baby girl next to you, and just loving what you feel. Once you begin to do that, then your direction is going to become very clear. You're a very intuitive sister as well. A lot of gifts for you. But the picture is not going to be clear until you can see yourself in the mirror. And so that's what I want you to begin to do. To do this exercise, do it in the mirror. Do it in the morning when you get up. You can do it at night before you go to bed. And just practice for a whole 7 days loving what you feel. Honestly. And after the 7 days, I want you to take some time and journal. Journal where you're at, focusing on those things that you love. What's different after these 7 days? What transformation have you gone through? What butterflies did you begin to see? What energy began to come your way by you loving what you feel, by you honestly loving what you feel? And you're going to see all kinds of miracles happen. You're going to have so many things coming your way that you're going to be able to choose the direction you go in, and it's going to be very clear for you. Very, very clear for you. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Miss Lou. That was real fabulous. It was confirmation for me. I have been told in the past by friends, you don't see it. And I'm like, no, what are you talking about? I don't see it. So that was confirmation.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I'm going to give it, but I'm going to do that now.
Yes, well, beautiful. Email me and keep loving what you feel, because you are such a beautiful sister. And let me know. So release those things that we talk about and just focus on loving what you feel, loving it, honestly. So peace and love to you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Peace and love. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. All right, we're still going. We're still live in the remix, everyone. We still have about 19 minutes left to go in the form. I see your hands up. I'm going to get to you. We are loving what we feel here. Don't forget to download, you guys. Don't forget, if you like the show, like it. If you love it, go over on Facebook and love it. Join the Remix family group and you get to love it over there. So keep loving what you feel. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This your boy, No Thang, calling out of Roanoke, Virginia.
Yes, No Thang. You already called in, No Thang. Are you just holding the line?
Hey, I was laying down, Spirit pretty much told me to write something, and I wrote a short poem, because I write metaphysical poetry, and I wrote a short poem. It's called Trinity. Can I read it right quick? It's real short.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, No Thang.
All right. It says, thank you, Miss Blue, for all the things you do. You are divine, wise, and true. Seven. Peace, love, silence. That is you.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful. Thank you. No Thang.
You're welcome. Peace and No Thang.
All right. Peace and love. No Thang. Oh, my gosh. That is too much. Oh, wow. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 323. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and what you love, what you feel.
Hi, Miss Blue.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please? Transform man, greetings, transform. Do you love what you feel? Tell us what you love.
All right, loving my electric blanket.
Aww, what number was that for you?
Number?
Yes, what number was that?
Oh, actually, that wasn't on my list because I didn't do a list. But I just kind of like, you know, in my head said, you know, a couple of things.
Transform. Why you don't want to play with the remix? You come on. You wasn't listening. Now you're not doing your list. Come on. Why you didn't do the list?
I was doing some other things as well. No, I bet you was. I make some delicious, you know, homemade egg rolls. But anyway, I do love something. It's not necessarily something that I do, but it's something I want to do. And I have to take to you, Miss Blue, because I just absolutely love the way you just go in when people call and they either you, when they ask you for advice or what you see, it just amazes me how quickly you're able to tap into spirit and to really read and to into that. I just find it, I just love that so much. I just think it's just brilliant.
Well, I mean, it's something we all can do, but thank you. It's much appreciated. It's much appreciated. It's supposed to be not what you love, what I feel, what you love, what you feel. What do you love, what you feel?
You know, I love, although I'm not having too much fun at the moment, I do love the journey that my life has taken me on, you know, because of the fact right. that I've been able to do a lot of things that a lot of people are, I would say some people are envious of. But, yeah, I do love that. I do love the fact that I'm able to tap into spirit, my own self.
Yes, we all can do that. That's why when you're saying I love watching how you do it, me, you said, I mean, you know, you do it too. What do you say?
Not as good as you do. But, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, I don't really think it's a question about as good as. You know what I mean? There's no competition in as good as. But let me share some things with you. Since you love what I feel and you love what you feel, what I can do, let me share this with you. Let me share this. I'm going to give you three words, okay? Forgiveness,
yeah.
Truth, and trust. That's what comes up for you. Forgiveness, truth, and trust. That's what Spirit says.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So peace and love to you. Enjoy the rest of your night snuggled up with your blanket and eating those egg rolls and loving what you feel over there. Because I send nothing but love and light to you, always.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. Peace and love. All right. So here we go. We're going to go to the next caller calling in. It looks like from area code 202. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Miss Blue in the remix. It is Rising Sun.
Oh, Rising Sun. Oh, you gonna sing for us tonight? You gonna sing for us?
I ain't gonna tear y'all eardrums up. No. We're just joking.
All right. Well, definitely Rising. Tell us, do you love what you feel?
Most definitely love what I feel. And my list goes, I love my family. I love being healthy. I love feeling loved.
Aww.
I love my music. I love peace, and I love my journey. And also, last but not least, you gotta love the remix.
That's what's up.
Yes.
I love that. Love that list. Love that list. Very powerful list. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing with us that you love what you
Oh, no thing, Miss Blue. Ain't nothing but a thing. I do want to ask you a question, though. I know everybody's been asking you questions. It's a quick question.
Okay.
Well, my wife is, like, so focused on moving to Florida, and I don't know if I'm on the same page as she is as of yet.
Right. And Florida is for you guys, will have more of a family support system?
Most of her family, well, her mom is down there, her auntie, but other than that, that's it. I have no family there, but...
Yeah. And so why are you against moving to Florida? Why are you against it?
Not sure where my career path will take me if we go. I know I probably shouldn't even worry about that, but it just crosses my mind.
Okay, let me give you some things. Some things you can begin to focus on, to work with. Some energy you can work with. Let's see. Number one thing that I want you to think about because of this move, Because even though maybe not right now you can't see this move, it is a lot of benefits that can come as collective as the family. Because
right.
there is a support system. The number one thing I picked up is that there is a support system. So for the children, it's a support system in a different kind of way. And so
right.
where will your career take you? You're not so much worried about your career per se as you're worried about your music.
Yeah, you could say that.
Yeah, so that's a big part of it too. Here's some things I want you to think about. I want you to think about independence, because this move sort of is a way to kind of get some more independence, the possibility of having some more independence. Really focus on those things of joy. Like, really, do you love what you feel? This is an exercise that you can actually begin to take a look at. And you guys can actually do this exercise together. And so put on Chaka Khan. Do you love what you feel? Have her make a list of seven things, and you make a list of seven things as it pertains to your family, directly to you guys and the family. And then I want you to compare each other's lists to see what each other is loving. And then begin to make a commitment before you guys keep talking about this Florida thing. Before you go any further of saying no and her saying yes, I want you to swap whatever item she has on her list that you don't have on your list, that you begin to swap those items for each other. So let's just hypothetically say she loves what she feels, and that is maybe a night cuddled up in the bed next to you. That's one on her list.
Right.
Let's just say you don't have that on your list. Your list is to have her sitting next to you while you're producing your music. That's your love, and she doesn't have it. You guys swap. And then you do that for each other. That becomes your love what you feel. And each day, for 7 days, you practice loving what you feel together. And after the
okay.
7 days, then begin to examine, how can we begin to look at this opportunity of moving to Florida and take everything into our family into consideration? And you're going to be in a much better space, both of you, to make that decision at that time. How does that sound?
Sounds excellent. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And let me know afterwards how it turns out. So I channeled that just for you. So do you love what you feel?
Yes, certainly, certainly doing. One last thing. Where can I get a nice piece of labradorite from?
You can get a nice piece of labradorite if you're trying to look for a loose piece. There is a website online. I may have to email you the website because I can't think of it right now for the labradorite. And, you know, my other place is Shop NBC. You can find you some labradorite over there and some jewelry. But if you want to find the loose pieces, there is a crystal store online. Matter of fact, I meant to give that out. I think it's time for another crystal show. We'll have to do that soon. But I'll send you a list of where you can actually get some labradorite, because I have a powerful piece of labradorite. I love it. It's a great stone to work with. Yeah.
All righty. I appreciate it, Ms. Blue. Thank you much.
All right. Peace and love, Rising Sun. Thanks for calling in.
Bless. No problem.
All right. Okay, you guys, that's going to do it for us in the remix. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. It's been an amazing share here, chatting and chilling with you guys. Don't forget, reach out, love somebody today. This is the month of love. Many of you who are celebrating, not celebrating, getting into the energy of just expressing yourself, this is a 2-month. It is all about relationships and communication. We're in relationships with everything and everybody, from our house to our children's to our families, to our husbands, to our jobs, to our friends, to our boyfriends. We're just all in relationships. We have relationships with our siblings. We have relationships, most importantly, with ourselves first. So think about that inspiration from Chaka Khan. Begin to get into loving what you feel. And once you get into that energy of loving what you feel, you're going to begin to see that love come from all over. So keep loving what you feel. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. And definitely leave me a comment. Send me an email, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you guys. Look forward to seeing you guys in the readings. And Sunday night, we're going to be doing it again, right back here, live in the remix. It may be a late show, so just go ahead and put that in the back of your mind. But until then, let's get out of here. Peace and love. Much love, warm spirit. And let's keep loving what we feel. Yeah, I think we need to love what we feel.